just the worst. I keep saying every day, Chris. That is the worst start to a program I've ever heard, apart from, you know, the theme to Watchdog. It's a rubbish start to a programme.
I didn't put it together.
It doesn't make any sense. It goes, it's really distorted, then it goes into something else, then it goes back to the original. It's rubbish, Chris.
It's like you're in space.
It's not like you're in space, is it? It's like you're lazy man. It's like you're a lazy producer who hasn't bothered to do a proper start to the show. It's what it's like. Not in space. Can we get a new one for tomorrow?
I'll see what's around.
Okay. Hello, then. Welcome to your Thursday. And once again, we now ride like a Valkyrie in a helicopter playing Wagner towards today's programme. And I use that word inadvisedly. I'm John Holmes on what critics are already calling LBC 97.3. Ian Lee is off again today. Today he's conducting a series of arson attacks on various zoos. It's not malicious, though. It's not malicious. Someone just bought him that as a day out, as a red letter day present. Anyway, it's Thursday, which means the phone lines are open, just like every other day. But on Thursday, of course, they're open just that bit wider. So when you do call, you do have to speak slightly louder in order to fill that gap. 0870 90 90 973 is the number to do that. You will get on air. If you want to call that, you will get on air, probably. So you may as well call. Chris is sitting through the glass there, as we've just established, with his ear glued to the receiver. And that is literally today, because I did it for a joke. And if you call right now, you will get through to him. When he answers, simply call him Gluey Phone Ear. Like that, just say that. When he picks the phone up and goes, hello, we see you, just go, Gluey Phone Ear! And then talk to him about whatever you wanted to. He'll put you through here, you can come on the radio. It's that simple, you know. It is really that simple. 0870 90 90 973. You can also text us 84850 or use the medium of email this afternoon by attempting to spell it correctly. Now, we've had a lot of trouble about this in the last few days. I don't mind telling you now, right? People are going, right, I've tried to email you, but it just bounces back. I don't know how to spell it. Right, it's this, right? Holmes, okay? That's my surname, Holmes. H-O-L-M-E-S. That is it. Like Sherlock. Yeah, H-O-L-M-E-S, Holmes. My first name's John, right, and that's spelt J-O-N, and I know a lot of people have been going, yeah, John, when I put your name into Google, I just get pornography. Yeah, that's because you're getting the porn star John Holmes, J-O-H-N, from out of the 70s, he's dead of the AIDS, but you're getting that out of the 70s, and what you should be doing is putting J-O-N, H-O-L-M-E-S, and that way you'll find me. Anyway, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, at LBC, that's spelled L-B-C, .co.uk. So hello then, I am John Holmes, and this is LBC, spelt L-B-C, 97.3. London's LBC. So just what's coming up then in today's radio equivalent of Dennis Nielsen's prison letter? Well, dropping out of your wireless onto the floor this afternoon are the following dubious items. Nobody got the answer to yesterday's mystery quiz. You had three sound effects. Yesterday's mystery quiz, three sound effects. You had to identify the well-known celebrity. Ow, paper cut. Ow. These were the effects. We'll hear them now. Right, those were stop. That, you've gone too far. The first three of those were yesterday's effects, right? All you had to do was reverse the order, take the second letter of each reversed effect, okay? But then, because they were reversed, you had to put them together the other way round. Then what you did, you should take away the number you started with, and that would have given you the name of a celebrity. Loads of people texting and emailing in the answer yesterday. I'm afraid everyone was wrong, so we've rolled it over to today. But because it was very difficult, and a lot of you have emailed me and texted saying it's very difficult yesterday to get it. So we've made it easier today by adding, as you just heard there by accident, three more, I say accident, ineptitude, three more effects. Right, three more effects. This is what it sounds like now. It's six effects, okay? I'll explain how to play again, but here are the six effects for the mystery quiz today. A Okay, that's what it sounds like now. The same rules, though, today do apply. You take each of the... It's much easier to say. You take each of those six sound effects, okay? You reverse the order. You take the second letter of each reversed effect. Then you take away the number you started with. That would have given you... That would give you the name of a celebrity. If you know what that is, of course, there are prizes. There are details of that later, but... 84850 or homes@lbc.co.uk if you think you know who that is from this audio clue. Yeah, answers already coming in. John, is it Dame Edna Everidge? That's from Dan. Dan the cabbie man. No. No, it isn't. You are the worst thing on the radio has also come into tech. That's a nice start to the programme, isn't it? Today, we're also on the second level of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland for the radio. Not, you understand, for the PS2 or the GameCube. That's my phone vibrating. I don't know if you heard that. That's probably someone just bothering me for some reason. Not for the PS2 or the GameCube note, but for the radio. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland for the radio. If you want to play, if you want to register to play, I'll explain all the rules later. 0870 90 90 973. Today, prize-wise, we have 8 megabytes. Megabits? Megabytes. To give away. And that is very fast. So, 8 megabits could be yours if you get today's high score on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland for the radio. 0870 90 90 973. Of course, the phone lines are now open to you as well. There's 1,000 of them, and they could all be full of your talking. So 0870 90 90 973 to say words to me. First, though, to Sarah in Greenwich, who once again is the first caller.
Yeah, go me.
Good,
I love
you.
Being your first caller.
You like that, don't you? And yesterday you opened the show and closed it.
It's like magic.
It is a bit like magic,
yeah,
but not really like magic.
Well, I wasn't actually going to ring in today because I thought maybe everyone was going, oh, Sarah again. But I can't because I'm going somewhere. So.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Deal in Kent.
Are you?
Ooh.
Any particular reason?
My friend lives down there and I'm spending the weekend with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye. No, 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 he's like my best friend.
Fair enough. It's a nice place, Deal.
I've never been. It's near Dover, isn't it?
It is a bit near Dover, yeah, Folkestone, Dover, that sort of way. It's very nice.
Supposed to be having, like, loads of fun down there. Anyway, what I was going to say...
Yeah?
Can I play Tony Hawk's thing?
Yeah, you can later, though. What time are you going to Deal?
What, tomorrow?
Oh, it's tomorrow you're going to Deal?
Yeah.
I thought you said you were going later.
No, tomorrow. That's why I can't call you tomorrow.
Oh, I understand now.
Today.
Now I understand. Now I get it. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, you can later, yeah. Probably, yeah.
You might not let me ring back in, though.
Yeah, you will.
No, because I did yesterday. I wasn't allowed back on.
Weren't you?
No.
Oh, shame. Well, give it a go. See what happens. Did you call him phony, gluey, phony when you rang in?
Is it what now?
You have to call him phony, gluey.
No, okay, now, John, you know, I think you're a good radio presenter, but that's a bit mean.
Thanks very much.
Chris is okay.
He's all right, yeah, but, you know, he didn't... I'll tell you what...
Nice Welsh man.
Well, I've got a bone to pick with him, and I'm going to pick it in a minute.
Go on, do it now.
No, I'm going to pick it in a minute.
Oh, all right, but stop being so mean to him, yeah? I told him that, I'll say that.
All right, fine. I won't be as mean to him anymore.
There was something else, but...
I hope so. What? Yeah, go on then, what? Have you changed your mattress yet? Because yesterday it was full of dead people.
No, it's still full of dead people.
We
will be until early.
Are you like the boy in The Sixth Sense where he goes, I sleep on dead people?
Yeah, but he doesn't say that, does he?
No, he doesn't, but that's what you could say, because you do. We established yesterday, for anyone wondering what the hell we're talking about, it was that a mattress, the average mattress has, was it a ton of dead skin in it?
No, it wasn't a ton, it was like 12 kilos.
All right, 12 kilos of dead skin and sweat in it. There's enough sweat in it to solve the drought problem.
Yuck.
If you refine it, you could solve the drought problem of the southeast with sweat in mattresses.
Uh-huh.
And that we established yesterday. And we established that you're a student in a student hall. And many people have slept, and probably done other stuff, to be fair, Sarah, on your mattress that you're sleeping on.
No, they haven't.
Dirty, Sarah.
No, they haven't.
I bet they
have. Oh, you made me feel ill now.
I know. Well, it's your own fault. You want to go swap that mattress over. That's what I said.
And can I have a guess at the noise thing? Or is that a text?
It's a text and email only. But thanks for bringing it up. 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. This is LBC 97.3. And I... Is it Alan Joyce?
Yes, it's me.
Hello, Alan Joyce.
Hello.
Have you made up some fictional travel for us again today?
I have. It's very convincing today.
Randomly, give me three words just from the just randomly from the travel.
Delays.
Yep.
Barrier.
Yeah.
And traffic.
Brilliant. Now let's hear those in context.
Okay. M25.
Steve Allen breaks all the rules. Chris breaks all the rules. He does. Apparently, did you hear that? Did you hear that he breaks the rules?
Apparently, yes.
Can I break the rules now?
Apparently, no.
Can I not? The rules
not.
Here. These rules here. I've got the rules. You've kindly written them down for me.
Are those rules?
Am I allowed to break these rules? Because apparently Steve Allen breaks rules. I heard it just then on the trail. Why aren't I allowed to break the same rule?
Because mm-hmm. I don't have a reason, but you're not allowed to.
Okay. I'm not going to do it, simply because you're holding that gun. But what I'm going to ask you is, because today, well, let's say, today's special guest on the programme, very pleased to be able to tell you this, coming up before 6:30, and because Chris promised me yesterday he'd organise it, I imagine in the studio today, Emma Bunton is coming in, isn't she, Chris? Emma Bunton, everybody. Steve Wright, afternoon. Emma Bunton, everybody. Look, Emma Bunton, hey! Emma Bunton, everybody.
Yeah.
So what time's she coming into the studio for a chat? Chris.
She might not be making it today.
Right. Why? What? Because you did say yesterday that we could have Emma Bunton.
You said we could have Emma Bunton.
I said that, yeah, and I just passed it your way. You're the producer, frankly.
I threw it back in your face.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
But...
Yeah?
I did get in contact with her people.
Good. I like that she's got people. Technically, you're my people as well. So you're my people. That's you, mainly. Person. I use person loosely. Got in touch with her people. I like
Yes. Yeah. But her people don't like your people.
So that they don't like you, specifically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But she does have a few words to say to you.
Does she?
Yes. She has this to say.
Go on. That's lovely.
Yeah.
What a lovely message that is.
And she didn't stop there. She also said...
Yeah.
I don't know why she said
what
that.
What did she say there? I didn't even catch that. What was that?
I don't know.
What is it? What? I want to have sex with you, John, I heard there. I don't know whether that was...
I didn't get that.
Did you not hear that?
I didn't get that.
I just heard that. That's what I heard.
And
did she say anything else, Chris?
Yeah, she just
did
said...
Did she? All right. Yeah. I'm not aware of too many. She's not aware of too many things. Yeah, I know what she knows.
But I don't know what she means by that.
I don't know what she means by that. What was the first one again that she said? What was the first bit of the message? Sorry, I missed... What was it? Yeah, I'll be there. Well, she's a... She's a lying cow because I need a friend now. She said, whenever you need... I'll be there whenever you need a friend. I'll be there, baby. Right? I need a friend now. Is she here?
She may have been talking to me.
Is she Bunton? That's what I say to you. So, what you've done there is just tried to disguise the fact that you failed to get Emma Bunton on the program. One guest I ask for, who's even doing the talk show, chatty radio and broadcasting rounds at the moment.
That's what she said. That's how she speaks. Every time she speaks, she has a musical accompaniment with her.
You didn't even play her new single, Downtown.
Only you would know that.
Yeah. Well, it's for children in need. And I have a great affinity for children that are in need. You know, poor children. Anything that would help them. If Emma Bunton wants to help them, that's fine. Frankly, she should have helped me. But you have let me down.
Emma let you down.
Emma let me down. Anyway, 0870 9090973, if you are Emma Bunton or want to pretend to be her and are listening. 0870 9090973. We also, don't forget, we're doing the mystery quiz this afternoon. This is... a mystery celebrity. You have to get the voice of the mystery celebrity. Yesterday's was quite difficult, so I've added three on today. Mystery celebrity from these sound effects. I'll explain how, but these are the sound effects. Right, there's your six sound effects. You got three yesterday, three more today to make it easier. Now, that is quite simple today, to be honest. All you've got to do is reverse the order of those effects. Take the second letter of each reversed effect and then put them together. That will... Oh, then, sorry, take away the number you started with and that will give you the name of a celebrity. It's not very difficult. The prize is excellent, but I'm going to tell you about that in a while. But if you think you know what it is, 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk. Meanwhile, I want to talk about being mugged. And I want to talk about that, first of all, today, because this, it's been one of, it's been the last, I don't know, 10 days, right? I know two people in London, two friends of mine, who've been mugged separately on separate occasions. They weren't together. One of which is my friend Gary, who was at King's Cross Station last weekend. He'd been to see Wicked, the musical, with his girlfriend, okay, at Victoria. He's going home, he's at King's Cross. It's only about 11 o'clock at night. Walking through King's Cross Station, three guys come up to him. No, to her. Beg your pardon, to her. He was walking slightly behind. I don't know what he was doing. Tried to get a bag. Tried to get a bag off her. It's full of her stuff. He sees this going on. Bit of a to-do. He walked over. This is absolutely true. He walked over. And he's a big bloke, Gary. He's about 6'5", 6'6", right? He's a big... And he's built... He's a big guy. And he walked over and he confronted them. There were three of them. And he just said... And he was like, you're not having the bag. Just, you know... Take a hike. Forget it. You're not having the bag. It's ridiculous. Just leave it because, you know, pick on some, go and pick on someone else. You're not taking my girlfriend's bag. You thought she was on her own. She isn't. I'm with her. Used a swear word. Right, so they then kicked his head in. They kicked him from one end of King's Cross Station to the other. And he is a, it's like 6'5" and a very big, skinheady, shaved man, right? And he's, you know... He can handle himself, is what I'm saying. And these three guys just kicked him across... And honestly, if you he's seen the CCTV now, I think. They really did knock him unconscious quite quickly by kicking him in the face. And he got one punch in before this happened. And they kicked him one end of the station to the other. He's now on his second operation in a week to have his eye socket put back from where it's landed down by his mouth. Can't see out of his eye. Back up to where it should belong. Put the eye back. That happened at King's Cross Station at 11 o'clock. Only at the weekend. Police? Oh, yeah, can't. Haven't found any. Yeah, can't. Can you identify them? Yeah, I can, with my one good eye. Yeah, but could you... Yeah, I can, yeah. Oh, could you... Well, we haven't got any footage, really. You have, because, look, the CCTV. No, we can't. Just can't do it. Ridiculous, right? So that's one, for a start. That annoys me. Two, it's been a bit of an I'm annoyed week, hasn't it? But, you know, it's a good place to vent my... spleen, if I'd still got one, after I was mugged. But, for my spleen. My other friend, Joel, this is also absolutely true, Joel got mugged in a park. Now, he didn't tell me which park, and I wish I'd asked him now, but he was telling me this yesterday. He got mugged in a park, and it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's walking through a park with his bag and his iPod, you know, fine, just through a park, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Bit of a crispy, lovely, obviously, autumn day, leaves just starting to fall, walking through a park. Not too busy, but busiest, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Two guys come up to him, give us your bag. What? Give us your bag. Well, Joel's not a big man, right? So Joel said, all right, okay, fine, I'll give you my bag. That's fine, I will hand to you my bag. But, he said, I spoke to them like a teacher, thinking that might help. So I just said, well, look, before I do give you that, young man, I need certain things out of it that are, they just took the bag off him. He then negotiated for his things. So they took his bag and he said, all right, you've got my bag. Now have my phone out of my pocket, but give me that out of my bag. I need that memory stick for my computer out of my bag. He negotiated a whole thing. I'll tell you more about it. But what I want to know, have you ever been mugged in London? Have you ever been mugged in London? Do you know anyone who's been mugged? Perhaps you're a mugger. I'd like to hear from you. Give us a call. 0870 90 90 973. This is LBC, I think... 97.3. So that's it. I want to hear from you this afternoon. If you've ever been mugged in the face in anywhere in London, have you ever been mugged outside a tube station, anywhere? Are you a mugger? Are you a mugger? If you are, give us a call. Might be able to come to some financial arrangement for the stash you nicked. 0870 90 90973. But really, honestly, if you've been mugged, like two of my friends have this week, and I was a while ago, and I will tell you about that, then we do want to hear from you. 0870 90 90973. Very good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes. This is LBC 97.3.
John Holmes.
Yeah, hello. Oh, by the way, just to say, at the start of the show, I bemoaned the music that goes in this. This is all right, this bit. Chris, this is all right. But the bit at the start of the show is rubbish. But I got an email here. Who's this from? Was it from... I can't remember. Was it an email or a text? Wait a minute. I can't find it now. But somebody said it was the beginning of... it's a Gnarls Barkley tune. Someone texted me to say that, John, the music at the beginning of the programme is from... It's a Gnarls Barkley tune. Where is it? There it is. John, your intro is from a new Gnarls Barkley song. I hate the bloody intro as well. Can't you get it changed to a decent intro? Great show, mate. Dazza, Dartford. Well, I agree. Dazza, I agree. Dazza. Can't call you Dazza. Darren, probably your name. Darren. I sound like a chav if I say Dazza, don't I? As do you. So, Dartford. Darren in Dartford says that it's from a Gnarls Barkley song. Change it. Get it changed to a decent intro. Chris, tomorrow... This is what I want. You let me down on Bunton today. Tomorrow, what I want, on the back of the jingle that comes into the top of the show, I want Animal by Def Leppard.
Don't worry, John, I'll let you down on that tomorrow as well.
It's just what I've come to expect, to be honest. No, it's Barkley, so I want Def Leppard. Anyway, mugging. Or Bon Jovi. If you got that, I could do that. Bon Jovi. Mugging. Or something by Poison from 1986.
Mugging Bon Jovi?
Yeah. That's wrong. Mugging. My friend Gary got mugged. My friend Joel got mugged and got his head banged against a statue in a park. Natasha got mugged. Hello, Natasha.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. First time caller, a little bit nervous.
First time caller? Whatever.
Yeah, first time ever. I listen to you every single day.
But you've never used a phone before, is what you're telling me?
No, I've used a phone many times.
Ah, so you're only a first time caller to this?
I am to your station, yes.
Okay. Well, let us welcome you, Natasha, into the bosom of LBC 97.3.
I feel very welcome.
If I had a bosom, I would push you into it now.
Okay, mugging.
Yeah.
I'm nearly 40, and it was just on 20 years ago in Latimer Row, just in West London by Labbot Grove.
But hang on, that's where LBC studios are.
You're joking.
No,
Station.
I got off Latimer Row tube obviously professionally, 5 hours ago to come in here.
No, I was born and bred round there.
Really?
In Bramley Road, Bramley House.
That's where we are.
Stop the traffic. That's where I was born and bred.
Good Lord. And now you're telling me I might get mugged on the way out of here.
No, this is 20 years ago.
Yeah, they're probably still hanging around now, aren't they? They do.
Going up the steps to get on the trains, going to town.
Yeah.
And this young lad, no more 14, 15 years of old age, grabbed my bag off my shoulder, and it was so fast, but my instincts were so quick, I span on my heels, took my heels off, gave chase, come out of the station, opposite there was an old RSPCA little building. I don't even know it.
Don't think that's there anymore.
Well, it was there.
I think that got nicked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's the area.
There you go.
And ran down there, so I weren't giving up. I gave chase. Obviously, he didn't know the area as well as I did, because I was born and bred around there.
Yeah.
And he turned off into the back of the flat, into this one-end, dead-end road of garages. So I caught up with him, smacked him in the side of the arm, top of the arm by the shoulder, with one of my stilettos.
Brilliant.
He went down like an old lady on a frosty morning.
Nice work, Natasha.
Took my bag off him. He's looking so shocked up at me. Took my bag off, put my heels on, dusted off my hands, said thank you very much, and trotted back off to the station.
Now that is exactly what we want to hear. You were lucky, mind.
I don't know if I'd do it now.
No, it's what Gary tried to do. He got his head kicked in, but...
Yeah, but nowadays
but
the kids, they'll pull knives and all sorts of stuff on you.
Well, exactly. 20 years ago, Natasha, though.
Yeah,
20 years ago.
I'm nearly 40, so that was quite a while ago.
That's fine, but now, you see, now they get you for your phone.
Yeah.
Your iPod.
Didn't have a mobile phone then.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So
didn't have an iPod.
In those days, do you think there was less muggings? Because there was actually less to nick apart from money.
I think it was just a chance thing. It was just a kid saw a woman with a handbag, saw that she would scream, you know, dizzy old blonde scream blue murders and stand there crying.
Right.
But not this one. This one gave chase.
Good. No, honestly, that is really good work. But what I'm interested about it is that you were mugged, and presumably they're after what, your purse, because it's in your bag and your credit card. You're a woman. What else is in your purse? You've got lipstick.
Yeah, all the little sentimental things, you know, lipstick, mascaras, mirrors, little, you know, bag of sweets, all kind of things that are good in my handbag.
In those days, Natasha, even, like, tampons in your handbag weren't discreet. Now they are. They look like sweets.
Disguised. You can keep them in your back pockets.
Exactly. But then, wasn't that much to nick. So do you think, Natasha, that muggings have increased when technology increases?
Well,
surely they have.
Because people walk around with a mobile phone, holding it in their hand. People with iPods on general display, you know, Walkmans, all that kind of stuff.
I got, on Shepherd's Bush Green, this is my own fault, and I've said this before on LBC,
I've been on Shepherd's Green in the first place.
Already it's my own fault, but I was walking, I came out of a studio, I was doing a voiceover in Shepherd's Bush Green, and I came out of a studio, it was only about 5 o'clock at night, this time last year, I think, but it was quite dark, obviously, and like an idiot, I was picking my calls up on the way out, got on Shepherd's Bush Green, and a kid on a bike, no more than about 12, with a, you know, a hoodie, just went past me on a bike. I didn't see him coming at all, I was talking on the phone. And the first thing I knew of it was a punch in the face.
Really?
It was like not even a drive-by, Natasha. It was a bike-by punching.
Well, the ironic thing is, my partner, it must have been about 6-7 months ago, I live in Chelsea now, just off the King's Road.
That's a much better area,
down,
isn't it?
Lovely. Walking down Raycliffe Gardens, holding the phone in the side of the hand my partner was, same thing, kid on a bike, didn't hit my partner or anything, just snatched the phone so quick out of the bike. My partner started screaming at all sorts of abuse, hoping they would come back.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They just drove off laughing. But so quick.
So that's it. I was on the phone. He went and he was clearly going for the phone. It was kind of it. They rehearsed the move, and I knew. You know, you thought, well, I've done that before. And it was a kind of fist in the face, in the back of the face, which led into a grab of the phone. If you see what I mean, because it was at my ear. So that was his. That was his move.
Two.
Yeah, the old one too. Right, but luckily. I was too quick for him, Natasha. And I got the phone down and out, him in the face. I grabbed the phone out, almost out of his hand, in a way. And he was on a bike. And as he went past me, I all very much in a split second, I went to kick the back wheel of his bike from under him. And do you know what? I missed entirely.
Oh, no.
I missed entirely. And then as I was just sort of made to just shout abuse and give chase, because I was so angry, his mate came past. On his bike, and just tried to kick me, missed, I have to say. But went back, you know, and I thought, right, two of them. And do you know what was most annoying about this, right? Because I got all I had was a punch in the face. I'd still got my phone. But what was annoying about it was they rode off slowly, looking back, as if to say, come on then. And I thought, do you know what? No, because they've probably got a knife.
You know, the problem is today, though, I mean, you know, 20 years ago when I did that and knocked him to the ground, you know, when I was a kid, a copper could hit you around the head, nothing of it. If I went back and told my mum, oh, the teacher slapped me, well, I'd get another slap because I must have done something wrong.
I was talking about this earlier in the week, Natasha, saying about coppers.
If you lay a hand
coppers,
on somebody,
clipping around
you're the one that's the perpetrator.
I know. Exactly. I was once just, for no reason at all, in Devon, in a little village. My girlfriend at the time lived there. We went out to the pub one night, coming back, just a child, again, of about 12, just punched me in the face for no reason in the street. You know,
I don't know
whether he'd seen me replacing Ian Lee on the 11 o'clock show. I don't know, but he hit me in the face. And what's more, he had a ring on, and it really hurt. And I went for him. I because you lose your temper, don't you?
Yeah,
you read me. So I went for him, and because my girlfriend's going, leave it, like they do. leave it. It's not worth it.
Let me do it instead.
Well, exactly. So because she knew damn well what happened if I, you know, smacked him in the face. I'm the one because I'm a
you'll be up in
older,
court.
And he's a kid. I'm the one who's going to get done for it.
Exactly.
I'm sounding like a ranting man again.
You can't shout at kids, you can't lift your finger, even a copper can't clip a kid around the ear hole anymore.
There you go. But I admire you for dealing with a mugger by yourself, that is.
I've always been so proud of that, and I've never had a really opportunity to really air that. I've told it at parties and stuff, and people are like, oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
But you know, when I just heard you say that, I thought, God, perfect opportunity. There
absolutely,
you go.
No, thank you very much for calling. That's, yeah, absolutely right. And it'd be interesting to hear about anyone else who's managed to deal with it, because my friend Gary tried to do the same thing. And he stood up to them and everything else, and then really they kicked him unconscious, and he's now on his second operation. So, I don't know, it just goes to show you. I don't know, should you fight back, or should you just give them your stuff? Like my mate Joel, who simply negotiated with them and said, right, okay, no, stop there, mugger, stop. Fine, I know you're about to mug me, I understand that, I know that, I see that. However, before you do, here's what's going to happen. Right, you have my bag, because I know you want that, because that's what you've seen. You can have my bag. Right, out of that bag, though, I'm going to need that memory stick. You can have my laptop, but I'm going to take the memory stick. But for the memory stick, I'll give you my phone, which is in my pocket. And for my wallet, oh, you've got my wallet there, I want that. You can have the money out of it, but I want the wallet back, because it's got stuff in it I need. And for that, you can have the fiver that's in my pocket. And you know what? They stood there, they negotiated with him, and then smashed his head against the statue. But he did keep what he negotiated, and that's the important point. Should you negotiate with a mugger? Have you ever been mugged? 0870-9090973. Or if you're a mugger, if you are one of them, then I want to hear from you that as well, because frankly, that, you know, mental people ring this station, but what sort of mental person goes out mugging people? Do you know what's going to happen? Ironically, I'm going to get mugged on the way out of here tonight. I just know that. 0870 90 90 973. What does this say? I got mugged outside King's Cross, John, at 11 a.m. This is a text. This is from Andy. I was surrounded by three black blokes who grabbed my pockets on my jeans, ripped them straight off so everything fell out. Loads of people walking right by us and nobody did a thing. I lost, have you just lost that text for me, Chris? I was reading that. And it's just gone off the screen. Was that you? Anyway, I can't even finish that because now it's disappeared off the screen. Get it back! Honestly, it's just so unprofessional. All right, I'll sit here and wait for you to get it back. Go on. I'll sit. Chris, just to let you know, he's in charge of the screen that the text's come in on, and that's just gone staggeringly wrong because he's just dropped it off the screen while in the middle of me reading it. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Right, I'll start it again. I got mugged outside King's Cross at 11 a.m. I was surrounded by three black blokes who grabbed my pockets off my jeans and ripped them straight off. Everything fell out. Loads of people were walking right by us. No one did a thing. I lost a lot of faith in humanity that day. And 30 quid and a phone. 30 quid was all the money I had. It scared the life out of me. Made me scared to go out. Andy. There you go. Call us. 0870 90 90 97 numbers. LBC 97.3. You ever been mugged, Alan?
No.
Have you ever been mugged in the face?
No.
No? Well, no. I'm glad to hear it, actually. No. But I suppose that's because you travel around all the time in the LBC jet, don't you?
Yes.
Looking down on the travel.
And I only ever give good news to people, obviously.
Exactly that. Three random words from the travel, please.
Let's go with the accident,
yep.
Target and tanker.
Okay, let's hear them in context.
Okay, heavy traffic.
So, Chris, have I got to read this out? Chris wants me to read a thing out, because apparently I have to, it's contractual. Have we got to do it?
Yeah.
All this week with Nick Ferrari at breakfast, you could win a weekend break for two flying from Heathrow with Heathrow Connect, the smart new way to get to London. You have to do it in a slightly DJ voice, though, to make it sound genuine. All you have to do is work out Nick's London connection, and you could be jetting off for a romantic weekend break with Nick Ferrari, I think. All this week with Nick Ferrari at breakfast and Heathrow Connect, weekday mornings from 7. Is that right? Apparently no, wasn't. I'll do it again probably later. Right then, let's move like cagey tigers towards today's mystery quiz. Well, we've rolled it over, of course, from yesterday, and no one got the right answer, as I mentioned, and okay, many of you have emailed and texted to say it was too difficult, that's fine. So today, as I say, we've made it a bit easier by adding extra clues. Yesterday, we gave you three noise clues, and clues as well, with which to identify the celebrity. They were three clues, because we haven't got those clipped up separately. These were the first three clues. Those were the first three clues. All you had to do was identify the sounds, reverse them, take the second letter of each reversed sound, put them together, take away the number you started with. That would have given you the name of a well-known celebrity, but I appreciate, as I say, that it's quite hard. Lots of guesses, loads coming in, including today, actually. But we said we'd make it easier for you. So we've added three more clues. In total, then, six noises, and this does make it very obvious today, but fine, whatever. It's so easy, even a child can do it. In fact, one already has, but he didn't ask the owner's permission to use the phone, so we've disqualified him. Anyway, here's your six sounds in the mystery quiz today. Right, take those sounds, take the second letter of each, reverse them, take the second letter of each reversed sound, put them together, then take away the number you started with. That will give you the name of a well-known celebrity. It's very simple, But I expect you want to know about prizes. Well, because it was difficult, you know. We've still got the weekend skiing mini break on the upper slopes of Steve Allen to give away. That is still up for grabs from yesterday. All equipment is included, skis, helmet, spear gun. But today we've added to the prize as well, because if you get it right, and somebody must by the end of today's program, if you get it right, we will also throw in a lifetime supply of Caroline Faraday. 84850 is the text, homes@lbc.co. thing. So, mugging, Nick. Yeah, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, John.
Well, a better afternoon to you. A good afternoon and a better afternoon to you, sir.
This is not quite a mugging story, but one way you negotiate with the robbers. So
I like that you've negotiated. Was it you personally?
Yeah. I parked my car. I used to have one of these pull-out stereos in my car where you just pull the handle and the whole thing pulls out.
Yeah, remember those?
Yeah, faithfully always took it with me wherever I went, but once I parked in the shop just for a minute, I came back and it was gone. A couple of kids and neighbours were playing in the area. I said, did you see? Yeah, we saw some kids jump in and walk off with it.
Yeah.
So, jump in the car, we drove around, and by the river, we found a group of kids, so that's where they are. So I got out, walked up to them, I took out a 20 quid note, I said, here, bring me back a stereo and this is what you get. Didn't take a moment, they ran behind a pile of bushes. There was a whole pile of them there. They gave me back the stereo.
That is good, isn't it? If they got a pile of them, how do you know you got the right one?
No, I recognised mine straight away. It just nicked it. It was 5 minutes before.
Yeah, Nick, you know what you should have done?
Yeah,
should have had a look through the pile. I got a better one.
Well, no, it wouldn't fit they only fit the right models.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. I asked them how much you get for it.
Yeah.
Because there must have been about 10 or 12. We get a fiver each.
A fiver for a stereo? And how much was your stereo worth, would you say?
Well, probably by those days, about 80 quid, I'd say.
Yeah, so you got it back for 20 quid. They made 15 quid on the deal. Of course, they're going to give it you back. That's what muggers should do.
They made 20 quid on the deal.
Well, unless we're going to get the fiver, which was...
Yeah, but what the point is that the guy who buys it off them is at fault.
Sorry, say again?
The point is that the dealer who buys it off them is at fault.
Oh, yeah.
What they call the fence, is it?
Yeah, but he's buying it from them for a fiver, isn't he? And he's going to sell it for 30 quid down the... or 40 quid.
Yeah, but he knows they're stolen.
Oh, yeah, obviously. He's probably put them up to it anyway. But what's the interesting thing about that, I think, is that you've made... And I like what you've done, because this is about the whole art of negotiation with a mugger. Muggers should be open to it full stop. Rather than kick your head in, this is what they should do, Nick. They should go, right, I'm taking your bag off. Right, I'm mugging you. Hello, I'm a mugger. In the street, if you walk up, they go, hello, by the way, I'm a mugger, I'm about to mug you. But, you know, if you want to enter some sort of arrangement, then let's negotiate, let's haggle, Nick. And then if it was you, you could say, well, all right, you're about to mug me, that's fine. I understand that. You're going to take my bag, but let's talk about how we can get round that in a cash situation. Nick, stay there, I'm going to take a quick break, but I want to come back to you and talk about the mugging.
When the people are...
Holmes.
Yeah, Nick, sorry about that. Break for contractual reasons. But, so I was saying, it should be a rule that you can negotiate with the mugger, don't you think? Where you could sort of say, right, okay, I appreciate you're going to take my bag, and I'm not going to fight you because you're just going to smash my eye socket off or bang my face against a statue. So in which case, take my bag, but I'll tell you what, you've got my bag now, and in it, I'll tell you, is a phone, a laptop, and an iPod. Now, when you sell that on to someone, you're going to get, what, about 30 quid for that lot?
If that.
So, I tell you what, I'll give you 40 quid out of my wallet, and you give it me back because you've already made £10 profit, and that way you get all your stuff back. Because it's not the being mugged, it's the annoyance, isn't it?
No, it wouldn't work, because you'd be afraid that your wallet's as well.
Actually, yeah, of course they would. Yeah, because you go, I'll give you 40 quid out of my wallet, and they go, already got your wallet, mate. And you go, oh.
Or you got money more, we'll have that as well.
Yeah, you're right.
It wouldn't work in real life. I know. It's one thing when you're dealing with professional, like, I don't know, hostage takers or hijackers, things like that. But another, when you're dealing with kids on the street, these people are not civilised.
Are you not thinking that Stockholm Syndrome would set in during just a random mugging in a park? You feel sympathy for your captors?
Absolutely not.
So if you feel sympathy for your mugger, there's an email here from, from Ollie. Oh, no, it is an email. Nick, that says, I know a friend who almost got mugged, but my friend was stronger than the mugger and ended up mugging the mugger. Now, that's very good, isn't it? Because that means that the mugger had already got some spoils from previous muggings in the evening, yet Ollie's friend then mugged him for all the stuff he'd mugged off other people, thus becoming the mugger of the mugger.
Oh, well, you mean he nicked stuff off him?
Off the mugger, yeah. Like a Robin Hood character, then gave it to the poor, I imagine, although it doesn't say that, but I'd like to imagine that's what happened, Nick.
In any case, these kids, a lot of them are high on drugs or other stuff like that, and they just don't even... They're not rational. You can't reason with them.
No. But you were lucky. You got away... You know, you went and got your stereo back. That's a brave... A brave move. Anything could have happened, couldn't it?
Well, there were kids.
Yeah. But, you know, they're the most dangerous. They're kids who, you know, bang my friend's face against a statue. They weren't... You know, it's because kids, they don't care. Listen to me, I sound like an old man, but they don't care.
Oh, no, they've got no sense of reasoning.
You know, I'm only 2 years out of mugging people myself. I'm not that old, but I've grown out of it, and that's the important thing, Nick.
Shouldn't be saying that on air.
Oh, you're right. Okay, it's all right, Nick. When this goes out on air, we'll edit it out.
It's just you and me, and nobody else listening.
Yeah, we'll just edit it. It's fine. Chris will just cut it from the show. Anyway, but you got your story back. It's a happy ending, Nick.
Yeah, you have a good day.
And you. Thank you for calling. That was a average to interesting story there. If you've got a mugger, if you've ever been mugged, or anyone you know has been mugged, give us a call, 0870 90 90 973. I was mugged for my phone, but I got it back, even though they broke it. Joel had his face banged against a statue. My friend Gary is on his second operation next Tuesday to have his eye socket put back where he stood up against some muggers. 0870 90 90 973. You can, don't forget the mystery quiz this afternoon, which is, very quickly, these noises. Identify the celebrity from those noises by reversing them, taking the second letter, taking the number you started with, and stuff. And that will give you the name of a well-known celebrity. You can text that in, 84850. Excellent prizes to give away. We'll also be playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland for the radio in the next hour. This is LBC 97.3. So, someone here got mugged, it seems. I've just got this on the text, or the email, I can't remember which. But someone got mugged for... A mugger came up to them and said, I want what you've got. And all she had on her... It's Jessica, it's Jess. All she had on her was a 27p and a Ribena. Carton of Ribena. But brilliantly, the mugger still took them. And she said he was a crackhead as well. So, how much crack is he going to get for 27p... And a Ribena. Not much. Not much. Ribena, what use is that to a crack addict? I don't see that it would be. I mean, it's you know, if it's the tooth kind, it's obviously good for your teeth. But otherwise, you know, what use is Ribena to... I can see a crack addict perhaps mugging someone for Twiglets, because they're quite Moorish. But I can't see someone mugging them for Ribena. Just doesn't see the 27p as well. Isn't that coincidentally what was in the paper today, that Pete Doherty only had on him when he had to pay a big fine for kicking a Radio 1 Newsbeat presenter's hand off? He had 27 pence. Pete Doherty was asked by the court to pay a fine of £750,000. This is in the paper. This is in the Evening Standard tonight. And he had to pay this fine, and all he had on him to pay it was 27p. So he was let off for a while. He's got to pay it in the future for kicking a Radio 1 Newsbeat presenter. And... But hang on, so there's this 27... let me see. Jessica got mugged for 27p by a crackhead. Pete Doherty has 27p. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm saying that Pete Doherty perhaps mugged Jessica. He's the crackhead we're talking about. That's what I'm saying. Although if there are any lawyers listening that belong to Pete Doherty, of course that's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's a crackhead, but I'm not saying he's a mugger. Can't I say he's a crackhead either? Actually, you're right, Chris. You can't get a carton of Ribena for 27 pence. Interesting. Diane's on the phone. Hello? Hello, Diane.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. You're right.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm just wondering whether you've sent my badge to me.
Your badge? Have you not got it yet?
No, I've been waiting all day for it.
Well, I only posted it last night. It's not going to get there today, is it? You know what the post's like.
Oh, I'm very disappointed now, you know.
It should arrive tomorrow, Diane.
No, I've got a mugging story for you.
Have you? Let me just explain in case anyone's wondering what the hell we're talking about with badges, though, first, Diane. Because yesterday you won an LBC 97.3 badge, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like Blue Peter badge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to explain what?
Heart-shaped coffin.
Do you want to explain what you did for it?
I didn't do anything for it.
Why did you win it?
Apart from telling you what I wanted, my grave.
Don't you even deserve it then?
I think I do deserve it, yeah.
Because you wanted a heart-shaped coffin. Yesterday, you see, we were talking about the fact that graves, why do graves have to be the shape of graves? Why can't they be interesting shapes? For instance, I'd like to be married in a big star-shaped coffin. Diane would like to be married in a pink heart-shaped coffin, in a heart-shaped pink. And that way they'd have to dig the grave in the same shape as the coffin, Diane. That's what we were saying, wasn't it?
Exactly.
And what's wrong with that?
It has to be pink.
I'd like a parallelogram.
What's wrong with that? That definitely deserves a badge. I think you should send me two.
Two? Why?
Because my manager introduced me to your radio station.
Oh, so he did,
I think he deserves one.
Remind me where you work again?
I am actually a parking attendant.
Oh, it's good.
But I'm a sort of, I'm a good one, though.
Oh, you're not one of the evil ones that just tries to get money all the time. Do you get, what percentage?
I'd rather let them drive away than be evil.
What percentage do you get per ticket, Dan?
We don't.
You do, everyone knows.
We don't, seriously.
Really? Because everyone says you do, don't they?
Maybe £25 every couple of tickets.
You get £25?
No, I'm joking. No, I am joking.
Oh, we'll edit that. No one will hear that. We heard was you omitting for the London parkings. What? Do you want to say what council it's for?
I can't, sorry.
No, funny that. £25 every two tickets. You heard it from an actual parking attendant. £25. So how many tickets do you put out a day, Diane, do you think?
I've just been promoted to a radio operator.
Right, and that's a promotion, is it?
Anymore.
I'm on the radio, it's more of a demotion, if you ask me.
It is, at least I'm not out in the cold walking the street.
That's true. Neither of us, I mean, I'm on the radio, that's the lowest of the low, as far as I can see, because this isn't even a proper job, as I think.
Yeah, but you're quite funny.
Oh, thanks very much for saying. Thanks very much.
You really are funny. You make me laugh.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you very much. I make a parking attendant laugh. Blimey. Bloody hell. Well, in that case, that's worth... Are you sending me a badge, isn't it?
I'll send you a badge. What would you like on it?
I'd like, keep with the theme of the week, really. I'd like you to write, Diane's parking badge. Right?
Right.
And then, if you could sort of put on the bottom of that, sort of maybe a, you know, an erotic, photograph of yourself, Diane.
No problem, sweetheart.
Is that all right? Can you do that?
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to hear my mugging story?
Yeah, go on then.
It was about 2 years ago, me and my best friend, we went out drinking.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, we went to the kebab shop, but she wanted to go and phone her boyfriend.
Right.
And then 5 minutes later, all I heard was her running down the street saying, "Ah, I've been mugged. But she looked so funny because she had a little polka dot skirt on.
Yeah.
And I just thought, and even now when we discussed it, I just creased up laughing. It was so funny.
What, you're laughing at?
It's her own fault. Yes, because she was stupid enough to take her phone out and talk to it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but we've all done that, haven't we? We don't think... Because you know what, I'll tell you what, Diane, I'd like to think that we lived in a nice world where people were jumping through lovely fields like sheep and not muggers. And the trouble is that I have this naive feeling that everyone deep down is probably quite nice, which is why I was saying about negotiating with muggers. Because I think, you know, if you attempt to...
I do a lot of negotiating in my job.
And yeah, well, you do, yeah, because technically you're a mugger anyway, aren't you? You're mugging people for parking.
Well, there you go. Why don't I negotiate as they move? Well, yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, Diane, and I mean this in a good way, you're probably hated more than muggers are. Which is a shame, because, you know, you're going to send me an erotic photo. And I don't want to see an erotic photo of a mugger.
I will send you a photo.
Thanks very much.
I'll send you one in my uniform.
Could you... Yeah, well, no, you don't have to wrap it up in a uniform. You can put it in an envelope. It's fine.
Oh, I'll send you a picture of me in my uniform.
Oh, right, okay. Is it a...
All right.
Is it a foxy uniform? No, is it?
Depends on how you look at a traffic warden's uniform.
Well, do you get a lot of male attention when you're out and about? Slapping on the tickets?
I get enough.
Do you?
I get enough. No, yeah.
You rate yourself out of 10, Diane. What would you say you are out of 10, Diane? Were you a foxy lady?
Yeah, am I a foxy lady?
Yeah, out of 10, come on.
This is my manager's here with me.
Oh, yeah, what does he say? What does he say?
4 out of 10.
What do you mean about? He says about 4 out of 10.
Well, whatever. That's sexual harassment, Diane. You can sue him now.
Thank you.
Okay, LBC 97.3. has hello, by the way, I am what they said. Rob has texted in here. A mugger tried to mug me, John, just off George Square in London. I was going home after working near Norway. Near Norway. What's near Norway, Rob? What's near that? Sweden. Near Norway. Brilliant. For 3 months. Just near, quite near Norway. Where were you working, Rob? You've been away 3 months, Rob. Where were you working? Well, I was quite near Norway. I had a rucksack on my back and a bag in my left hand. And oddly enough, and now I'm seeing the Norway connection, I had a 10-kilo block of fish in my right hand. The mugger tried to mug me, so I swung the block of fish at him. He put up his arm, but it knocked him to the ground anyway. I stamped on his hand. It was holding a screwdriver. He made a horrible screaming noise, and I quickly made off to the taxi rank. That's the best text I've ever read. That's got near Norway, a 10-kilo block of fish, and a stamped on hand. And then he quickly, not ran away out of the sight, just quickly made it off just to a taxi rank. Rob, that's, if there were a prize for the best text, Rob, that's it. John, I also ended up mugging a mugger. Steve from Harrow, thanks. You asked John here, I'll say, this is a text. John, you are so crap, it makes me cry. It's nice, isn't it? Now, John, is the mystery celebrity Abby Titmus? And can I change the prize? I don't really want a lifetime supply of a Caroline Faraday, but I'd like a lifetime supply of... as for Anna Rayburn instead, because I don't like ginger nuts. That's from Tripod Terry. Let me see if there's another one here. I can't be bothered to look. Instead, I'm going to talk to Mario. Mario, hello.
Yeah, what's happening, John?
What's happening, Mario?
I'm all right, man. I've got a good one.
Go on. Tell me. Is this a mugging story, Mario?
Yeah, sorry, everybody. It's a mugging story, this one.
Go on, then.
Just as a casual phone call, like, I gave a friend of mine a call last week, Friday.
Yeah.
No, Thursday.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm like, oh, what's the matter with you? You sound like, she goes, I'm having, like, a glass of brandy right now because I'm in shock.
Yeah.
I goes, well, what's the problem? She goes, where she lives in Milton Keynes, she's had to go and upgrade her mobile phone.
What, because of where she lives in Milton Keynes?
No, well, where she lives in Milton Keynes, she's had to obviously cross a bridge, a footbridge.
Okay,
and
obviously.
She's got to the shopping centre, obviously, you know, to upgrade her mobile phone.
Yeah, right, okay, I'm with
right,
you.
Right, obviously,
yeah.
making her way back home after she's done that now. She's talking on the phone, obviously, she's swapped the chip back over and everything, and it's a brand new one of these fancy LG chocolate phones. Yeah?
Okay, nice, yeah.
Right, so on her way home now, she's feeling a bit of a... She's got, obviously, it was that cold day, so she's got her hood on her head, and she's on the phone, and she's talking, but she's feeling like, you know, the bit of tension of somebody walking a bit close.
Yeah, on the bridge. This is on the bridge.
Yeah, on the bridge. Now, she's obviously not turning around, but she's turned around. She's seen, like, the person, obviously, with a hood on and a baseball cap.
Yeah.
She hasn't really taken no notice of it, but then she's carried on walking, and just before she's actually coming to the stairs to cross down to go to her side of the estate where she's going to,
right.
The person's obviously nudging her in her back. So she's, like, stopped and turned around, and she goes, what's the problem? All she heard was, look, give it up. Just give it up. You know, give me your phone, like.
Right.
She goes, what? She goes, just give me your phone. She goes, 1 minute. She's gone in her handbag, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's brought out another 2 mobile phones that she's got on pay-as-you-go. And she goes, you know what? Why don't you take a pic? So the guy's looking at her like, give it up. Then she started, like, swearing at him, effing blinding into Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
He just looked at her in hysterics and just legged it off.
That's...
obviously, he's got a different approach.
Mario, you're absolutely right. Do you know what? You're absolutely right. That's fantastic you should say that, and that's a good story. And the point of it is, right, and see if you agree with me on this, I think you're right. If you get mugged, if someone, you know, always be prepared. If someone comes up behind you at any point and goes, give me your phone, give me whatever, your iPod or whatever, right?
Right.
Then you should confound them, because they're going to be expecting you, to sort of go, right. So imagine this. Imagine, right, if for instance, I got my bag, I carry a bag.
Right.
You know, but, you know, with stuff in. So if someone came up to me and said, right, give me your phone and your iPod, right? And then instead of that, I go, whoa, hang on a minute. I'll tell you what, open my bag and get out a badger. Right? And I take a badger out of my bag and go, look, to be fair, mate, do you want my badger? Then I reckon that's going to confuse them enough for them to leave.
Well,
and what's more, even if they take the badger, it's no skin off my nose, I can just get another badger.
Exactly, but no.
I've got my badgers insured as well.
Well, there you go. But the thing is, I said to her, you're crazy. I mean, the person had a knife. She goes, do you know what? I was in a bad mood that day. My day wasn't even going too right. I said to them, look, take a pic. It was one guy, hood on, baseball cap.
Yeah.
In the middle of Milton Keynes, walking over a footbridge. She goes, that's where they always target their people. So yeah. I said, you had the front to do that. But you doing that, she said she couldn't even believe it. She had to end up having a stiff drink when she got in.
I'm not surprised, because at the end of the day, you know, it's adrenaline. It takes over, Mario, isn't it? It's adrenaline. You know, and
I couldn't believe it.
It's like, when someone tried to get my phone, I was, rather than even think about having a knife or whatever, these guys could have stopped, got off their bikes and just kicked my head in. But I was so angry, I was like, no, this should get off, this is my phone. I said a swear, and, you know, please do leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, and I was annoyed, but my friend Gary did the same thing, this is what I'm saying, did the same thing. And instead of that, they kick his face in.
You know why? When they came to Muggy, I bet it was just one or a couple. When they came to Mug Gary, there was about three.
There was three of them, you're right,
they were all sharing the same energy, so they all thought they was harder than your man, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, you know.
And they get that. I mean, it was only one man against her, and the thing is, she's a totally English girl. She switched her accent. She's, you know, a black girl. She switched her accent.
Good work.
To Jamaican, and really, like, shouting at him, like, go on, then take it, then take it.
That's fantastic.
He's thought about it, and then he just legged it off.
I like that, though. I like giving him a choice. I like that he was going to go for one phone. And she goes, well, actually, I've got three. Which one do you want? And I like, and he's probably going, oh, I'm a bit confused now. I don't know.
Exactly.
That's what everyone should do. Everyone should have three wallets or something. It's just stuff in. Like, I'll tell you what, carry a wallet round, but
I've got people who do that. They tie their money clips round their waist, their money belts, and they carry a wallet that if muggers mug them, they give it to them freely.
Brilliant.
And when the muggers take it and run off, all they're going to get, right, is top-up cards.
Nah, that's good. Do you know what I do, Mario? You've given me a brilliant idea. I'm going to carry a spare wallet with me for muggers.
Do that.
And I'm going to fill it with anthrax.
No, that's crazy. Put top up cards in there, like T-Mobile
top up cards. So they look a bit like credit cards. Yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Now anthrax. Yeah, pop up cards, but with anthrax.
You're really going to handle anthrax? Don't be silly, man.
You're so sensible, Mario, as well.
No worries.
Mario, thanks for calling. That's an excellent call. With good advice as well. What a good story. You know, if you're going to get mugged, just have other alternative things to give them that's going to confuse the mugger. Brilliant idea. What would you carry? 0870909090. What would you carry around with you that would confuse a mugger should he mug you? And then, you know, you're in that situation where he goes, give me your thing. Give me the thing with you, your phone and your iPod. And then you go, all right, but I'll tell you what about this? And then pull out a big, big gay sailor. And say, have that instead. Have a big gay sailor instead. And go, oh, hello, sailor. And then it would, you know, he'd probably run away with the sailor, possibly. I don't know, he might change someone's life. That's my... What would you carry around with you? Where did that come from? Gay sailor. 087... Oh, it's because there's a picture of Steve Allen on the wall. 0870-9090-973. What would you carry around with you to confuse a mugger? There. Also, we still need to launch the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland for the radio. I'll be doing that after the 4:30 news, just so you know. Shall I have a very quick... Can we get a quick phone call? Do you think we can get this in quick? Hello, who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Hello!
Oh, hello, yes. I have one very interesting tale, very fortuitous tale of mugging when I was walking with my son.
Okay, please do tell... I'll tell you what, I've got to go to a break in a moment. So we'll come back and we'll talk about, if that's all right, we'll talk about that then. Is that right?
No problem.
Okay. Who are you, by the way?
My name is Dr. Rahim.
Dr. Rahim of Cool. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you, Mr. Holmes?
I'm all right, actually. I'm having quite a nice afternoon, quite pleasant. The temperature's correct in here today. It wasn't yesterday. It was a bit poor. I'm a bit let down by Chris because he didn't become a Bunton like I asked him to.
Emma who?
Emma Bunton. Spice.
The Baby Spice.
The Baby Spice. She's, of all the Spice, she's my favourite Spice.
And
she's
Spice.
She's doing, Dr. Eames, she's doing the tour circuit at the moment, promoting her single for Children in Need, and Chris just let us all down. Anyway, look, I'm going to talk to you in a second. This is LBC 97.3.
If you've been declined life insurance...
Dr. Rahim, I still haven't got time to actually talk to you as much as I'd like, but I'm going to do it after the news, if that's all right with you.
No problem.
Excellent. Thank you very much. If you want to call, you can at 0870-9090-973. You can text us 84850 if you want to play the mystery quiz this afternoon. 6 sound effects from them. You can name a celebrity. If you can name that celebrity, then, of course, you will win prizes. Let's just hear the effects. who I am. It's LBC 97.3. You can, for the mystery thing, quiz, you can text us 84850. Don't forget, if you hear these sounds... Six clues there. Six audible audio clues. You have to simply reverse those sounds, take the second letter of each sound, put them together, take away the number you started with. That will give you the name of a well-known celebrity. Please text your answer to 84850 or email it, holmes@lbc.co.uk. Lots coming in. I'll get to a list of people who are sending those. Is it Frank Bruno, for instance, in Panto? That's from Debbie in New Southgate. Sorry, Debbie, I think you only heard five of those sounds and reversed only five. You need to get the sixth to get it right. Prize, don't forget, we've rolled it over from yesterday. It is the weekend mini break skiing on the upper slopes of Steve Allen. We're throwing in all of the equipment, including a helmet, skis and spear gun. And we've added to it today, because yesterday I realised it was very difficult with only the three sounds, we've added to it today, you will also get a lifetime supply, mind, not a supply, but a supply of Caroline Faraday. 84850, holmes@lbc.co.uk. Dr. Rahim, I apologise for keeping you waiting there.
Thank you very much.
So you've got a mugging tale for us.
Yes, one time, some time ago, I was returning from my son's school.
Yes.
There was one performance I was making at the school for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking through one housing estate. And it was really raining like dogs and cats this day, and we could not see very clearly. And then I heard some abusive calls from the calling Pakistani, but the short word that we don't use.
We don't use that.
No, they were calling.
Yep.
These four or five chaps with very short hair and very big boot.
Okay, were these white guys?
All white with short hair and big boot.
Big boot.
Very big boot, and they were calling, and my son was with me, and I was feeling very bold, and I thought, I am not to put up with this anymore. So I said, what you do, what you want? And they all four, they came over, and my son Gupta is very frightened. And
yes.
I said, this is not the way to speak, I'm a normal person, you must show respect. They said, look, please give me your wallet.
Yes.
So very luckily, some time previously, I had seen some advice that what you must do is you must take the wallet, because I was very afraid for my safety and of that of my son. So I said that you take the wallet and you throw the wallet on the left and then you run to the right. So I took the wallet. I threw the wallet to the left. I was hoping it would work, but they prevented us from running.
How? What? How did your bluff not work?
Well, they simply looked at the wallet on the floor, and when I tried to run, they...
You got your timing wrong, Doctor, didn't you? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to lob it, and the moment it's left your hand, you to the right, you run to the left, or whatever, vice versa, right? But you waited for it to land, it just hit the floor.
It hit the floor.
Then you just stood there and went, I'd better run the other way.
We tried to run, but they just stood in the way.
Yeah.
And then they beat me very badly.
Did they?
Indeed, but it was very lucky. My son Gupta, he was very fast. He was safe. He climbed one lamppost and was calling, help, help, they're beating my father. They're beating my father. And
did anyone hear him from his lamppost position?
Well, the police, they came after some time.
What, the police came because they heard him calling from a lamppost? Because they don't even come when you call 999 most of the times. That's pretty impressive.
They were maybe 15 minutes later.
15 minutes? Did they beat you for 15 minutes?
No. Only about 10 minutes, I say.
10 minutes.
Five, 10 minutes, and then they came. They call ambulance. They say we will never find these people. It's like trying to find the needles in the haystacks.
Yes.
But
it's like trying to find the racist skinhead on the housing estate, which is even harder.
And this is some time back when this was a common problem. Now today, we are not so much problem like this, but in those days it was very bad, very bad.
Do you think they were out? Do you think they were out to mug you, or do you think they were deliberately just looking to kick a face in?
Well, I am not sure. Probably they were opportunists, and maybe they were sniffing the glues
or something.
Yeah.
And when they see a fellow with his son, they think, very easy target.
Chris, the producer, sniffing glue during the show today.
It is very inadvisable. The solvent abuse is connected strongly with hallucinogenic breakdown and psychotic episodes.
Well, that would explain a lot about Chris, and certainly why he didn't book Emma Bunton for today. But he hasn't got a choice about sniffing glue, Doctor, because I glued his ear to the receiver of the telephone.
But may I add, there was one very lucky break, which was...
your leg?
No. Oh. My three toes were broken, and I had severe bruising on ribs, but no break on the upper body. But when we arrive at a casualty,
yeah,
my good friend was a doctor, consultant, and I had no waiting or queuing. Straight to front.
Well, that is a good... Now, look at that. Now, that's, you know, every cloud has a silver lining.
Thank you very much.
Doesn't it?
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for your call. Thank you for your...
Goodbye.
Thank you for your rather odd call. If you are going to do the trick of throwing your wallet, though, on the right and running to the left, don't wait till it lands. Look at it, then try and run at the same... All right, I've got a text here which says, let me have it, or was it an email? Oh, see, I don't even know how to work all this system. Oh, here we go. John, this is apropos of nothing, but John, I've never understood the point of Madame Tussauds. I'm reading this, 'cause I like it. It's from Paul in Farringdon. I've never understood the point of Madame Tussauds. Why don't they make it interesting by making the waxworks into giant candles? Because I'd pay more money to set fire to Robbie Williams or Tony Blair, wouldn't you? That is an excellent idea, Paul. What an excellent, excellent idea. What could they do to make Madame Tussauds more interesting? Oh, candles, good. Or anyone else? Oh, wait, they could make the wax... They could make waxworks out of earwax. Earwaxworks! Because you get a lot, you know, you get a build-up, don't you? So if you collected, if everybody donated their earwax, then you could perhaps make a... Tell you what, this is LBC 97.3, obviously. Nick Ferrari is the Breakfast Show presenter, you probably know that. What he'd probably like, I'm just guessing, just knowing him. I don't know him, I've just seen him. I think he would probably like, he'd love a waxwork of himself. Nick Ferrari would love a waxwork of Nick Ferrari to be Madame Tussauds, but it's probably not going to happen, because, it's not going to happen. So, sorry, what was it, my... Yeah, thanks. Not enough wax in the world. Ah, good. But, yeah, apart from that, it's just not going to happen. But you know what he would like? You know what he'd like? He'd love it. So here's my suggestion. If you're listening, everybody, right, collect over the next month, any earwax you get out of your own ear, that you scrape out of your own ear with, I don't know, a pen lid or a Johnson's cotton bud, anything like that, any earwax you scrape out of your own ear, put it in an envelope, send it, just scrape it on the inside of the envelope. That's all you have to do, scrape it on the inside of the envelope. Send it to Nick Ferrari, LBC 97.3, LBC 97.3, whatever the address is, I don't know it. But put it in an envelope and send it to Nick Ferrari. Because, do you know what? Quite funny when he opens envelopes for the next month and all that's in it is some earwax for a month. do that yeah, because then what we do, we collect it and we'll build a big waxwork of Nick Ferrari and we'll put it outside the LBC studios for everyone to see, and perhaps Paul from Farringdon would like to come along and open that when it's complete, open the event by putting a wick in the top and lighting it. There you go. What's wrong with that? It's good promotion for LBC. So the Nick Ferrari ear wax work, send your ear wax in an envelope to LBC 97.3, opposite the estate near the Mugging Latimer Road Violent Tube area, London. Mark's in Hampstead. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Would you send your ear wax in?
I'll think about it.
For the Nick Ferrari ear wax work?
Actually, funny enough, I do have a problem with my ears at the moment, so I could be the ideal person to send it to.
What's wrong with your ears?
I don't know, it's just some weeping stuff coming out.
Oh, that's not nice. What colour is it?
Yellow-ish.
Oh, you should go and seek some medical advice. I don't think anything yellow should come out of your ears. But wax is sort of brown colour, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I don't know, it seems to be, darky yellow, I suppose near brown, I suppose.
Right. It's quite unpleasant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay. What consistency is it?
You really haven't examined it that much, John, to be honest.
Really? Could you put it in an envelope anyway? Because then we'll just add it to the waxwork. We could use it as a binding agent, Mark.
I think I might need a jiffy bag rather than an envelope.
Okay. Yeah. Well, could you hang on there, Mark, though, because I need to go for a break?
No problem.
Okay, thanks. LBC 97.3. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in a chair.
Arsenal Football Club's former home at Hyde.
What they said. I are getting loads of texts in now about how to confuse a mugger and how to make them leave you alone by confusing them. Or carry stuff with you that would... I suggested, you know, if someone tried to mug you for your phone, go, give me your phone. Then you go, oh, hang on a minute. Then out of your bag, take a live badger and go, oh, I haven't got a phone, but I've got a badger. And that will confuse them and probably make them think you're weird and run away. So a lot of people emailing in what they should send. If I could find one, because I've just now got a list of these to look through and I can't... wait a minute. Where's the one, Chris? Up a bit. There it is. Oh, look what happened. Just refreshed, didn't it? Always carry... this is Ricky in Chingford. Always... That's the one I was looking for as well. Always carry a Rubik's Cube. That way the mugger will be busy solving the puzzle while you can kick him in the plums and make good your escape. That's assuming, Ricky, of course, that the mugger has brought his five-a-day fruit and vegetable allowance, obviously, which I don't think muggers would do. I don't think muggers would be very interested in living healthily, drinking 2 litres of water a day and having five a day of a fruit. Maybe a mugger on his way out would have one of those yop drinks or whatever it is that, yopvit or whatever it's called, that does give you your five a day. And then he wouldn't be carrying plums anyway. A mugger carrying plums, Ricky, you haven't really thought it through, wouldn't really work because he'd have to carry in one hand and his other hand would only be free for the mugging and he'd probably... need two hands. Mark, sorry, I kept you waiting there, didn't I?
That's all right, John.
Now, speaking of plums, which I was, yeah. you've got a food mugging story.
Yes, I do.
Please do share it.
It was in a couple of years back in Old Street. I was with a few friends having a drink in the pub and it was getting near closing time, so I decided to get a kebab, as you do.
Yeah, of course.
Got the kebab, came outside, started delving into the kebab, had a mouthful of kebab meat and
whatever the hell that is, but yeah.
Whatever it was. And I was approached by this young man wielding a knife by the bus stop.
Was he was he sort of approaching you to help cut the the tough gristly meat or anything? Or?
Yeah, one of them large knives as well. Yeah. So, but he came up to me, approached me with a knife, and said whatever he said. I can't remember. I did have a few beers, I remember. And he asked me for my money or something. So I, you know, because you had a few beers, I suppose I had a bit of Dutch courage.
Yeah.
I threw the kebab in his face. I wouldn't advise anyone else to do this, of course.
No, because that chilli sauce is carcinogenic for a start.
Lethal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I threw it in his face and I kicked him as hard as I could right in the privates.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he went down like a sack of spuds, which is quite funny. So I did just went straight back in.
We've got plums, kebabs and spuds in the same few minutes. That's like, we've got almost all of the food groups in there, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. You can do two birds with one stone. Yeah. So, I went into the pub with my friends and just told them what I did. So they all came out and he was still there laying with kebab all over him. And actually, my friends made him eat the kebab off the floor.
Now, that's a lovely mugging revenge story.
Yeah, right? I mean, that was a bit of a Charles Bronson one, but I wouldn't advise that for everyone to do that.
No, I wouldn't advise it. But bloody hell, that was good, wasn't it? I bet you felt good afterwards, didn't you?
I did, We stayed up to about two or three talking about that.
Did you take him back with you? Have you still got him trapped in a cellar now?
Exactly.
And occasionally you just take him some pitta.
Yeah, I don't know whether he's going to... I mean, maybe he's listening now and maybe he's actually thinking to himself what a silly donner he was, actually.
Yeah, well, that's what you should have... You should have all... Because there was enough of you. You made him eat the kebab before. You should have picked him up, taken him away, took him home, locked him in a cellar, where you now keep him chained to the wall by the neck and then occasionally make him eat hummus.
With benefit of hindsight, John, I think I'll do that next.
Because imagine that. Imagine what a talking point at a party. I've got a pet mugger. Yeah, I'll keep him. keep him in my cellar.
Feed him like the gimp.
I feed him hummus.
Give him a few slaps and bring him out.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And then when any of my friends ever get mugged, you could say, yeah, if you get mugged, then what? All you need to do is get just to vent your frustration. Come around my house. Come down the cellar. Throw the hummus in the mugger's face, then kick him in the nuts. Kick him in the plums and the nuts, plums, spuds and kebabs. All of the major food groups on this programme, Mark.
Fantastic.
So there you go. That's what that's...
If only you can think of these things while it's actually, the event's actually happening.
I know. If only you'd have thought. But, you know, but again, good story. Someone tried to mug you essentially for a kebab.
I don't know if he wanted the actual kebab. That would have been funny if he asked for the kebab.
Or if someone tries to mug you for a kebab, Mark, always throw it to the left, run to the right.
Yeah, like that last call. Yeah, that was fantastic.
No,
that
there's the rules.
Cheers, John.
Okay, thanks, Mark, for that. I've got an excellent email here, I must say, that just says, hi, this is from Sam in Muswell Hill. John, my younger brother used to get mugged every morning without fail on the bus to school by the same gang of older kids. One day, I suggested the next time it happened, he should sing a Christmas carol as loud as he could at them. It was July at the time. It worked. This totally confounded them. One of them just said, yeah, you're a weirdo, mate, and then backed off and moved on to the next victim. Do you think that works? Singing a Christmas carol at a mugger? I don't know whether that'd work on. Actually, I might try. Chris, in a minute after the ad, we're gonna try this out as a theory.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna stage a scenario where you mug me and I sing a carol to see if it makes you back off.
All right.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it after this.
Did you ever wish for somewhere that could help you create the?
Right, Chris, you're gonna have to come in here for this. This is great. This is from Sam in Muswell Hill. My younger brother used to get mugged every morning without fail on the bus by the same gang of older kids. One day, he suggested that the next time it happened, he should sing a Christmas carol as loud as he could, but it was July at the time.
Right.
This confounded them. One of them said, you're a weirdo, mate, but backed off. Do you think that'd work as a mugging deterrent?
I don't know. Let's try.
Well, right. Okay, you're the mugger.
Right.
And I'm the boy on a bus, right?
Okay.
Ding ding, sugar flues, ding ding. I'm minding my own business, by the way, everyone. Right, here we go.
Or you?
I'm not looking at you because that's not what you do on a bus. Oh. I'm looking at the floor, but go on, Carol.
Yeah, you looking at the floor.
What, me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you.
What?
Give me your dinner money. I'm going to kick you in the shins.
I haven't got... once in Royal David's City, what? Stood a lowly cattle's head.
He's just a weirdo, mate.
Where the mugger laid his baby with a manger for him. Sammy's gone. It worked. Absolutely brilliant, Sam. What a great... great idea. Worked a treat. So, if you do get mugged, sing a carol. Steve's in Croydon, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Do you think that works as an idea, that?
I think that's smashing.
Got rid of Chris, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's not hard.
No, you're right, it's not. Neither's he, to be fair.
I've got a comical mugging story for you.
They're the best kind, go on.
Many years ago, when I was a youngster, I used to go hiking in the forests of England.
Yeah, which one, the New Forest? How many forests are there in England?
Well, the New Forest.
The Old Forest.
I used to go over the Windermere and the Lake District.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've always just, Steve, I'd love to hear your story and I'm going to in a moment, but just to say, Epping Forest is, to me, I'd love that, because it sounds like a swear word. Doesn't it? I love, because it's like an alternative, because you can go to Pete, if someone, actually, that would work on a mugger, right? If a mugger came up to you, Steve, and just said, right, give me your wallet and your iPod and your hair, and you could go, oh, just shut your Epping Forest!
Cracking.
There you go, that's another suggestion for you. Anyway, sorry, go on, carry on.
I was in the Royal Air Force,
Why, what are you doing?
Okay, no, someone's just asking me to move.
Well, where are you? What, you're blocking somewhere?
Well, apparently so.
What, are you in a car or are you just pedestrian blocking somewhere?
Well, I parked up, so I'm not illegally...
Are you sure it's not someone trying to mug you, Steve?
No, it's not, no.
Alright.
Anyway, this particular evening, I'm walking through this forest in full camouflage gear.
Yeah.
I have a survival knife on my hip.
Yeah.
This chap just jumped out from behind the tree, wielding a knife. And said, give me your watch and your wallet.
In a forest?
In a forest, yeah.
You wouldn't think you'd have much... That's not really a main thoroughfare, is it, Steve?
No. Well, she startled me more than anything.
I'm not surprised.
So I said, excuse me, beg your pardon? And he quite plainly and as a matter of fact just repeated what he said. And at that time I'd just unzipped my camo jacket and I unhilted my knife,
yeah.
Which was rather a large knife.
Yeah.
It glinted in the moonlight, and it was rather a romantic moment, actually. I looked at the knife. I looked back at this chap who I was a little bit concerned might do me some injury.
Yeah.
And at the time I looked back at him, he was no longer there. He's gone.
Do you think he was lying in wait for deer? What was he doing?
Well, he was definitely doing
it. He's like, oh, I'm going to mug... Oh, I'm going to... Right, I'm going to stay here, and if a hedgehog comes by, I'm having its bloody iPod. Steve, that's just too funny. A mugger in a forest. What a waste of everyone's time. 0870 9090 973.
On FM. On DAB. And...
Is it Mina? Okay. Right then, just before we talk to Jonathan Hammersmith, today's phone-in game, I have to tell you, today's phone-in game is level 2 of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland. Regular listeners to this show who are, by definition, disturbed, will have previously heard us play Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, not for the Xbox, but for the radio, and also Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War Dark Crusade. Not for the PC, but for the radio. Yesterday, Scott, I think it was, got the high score on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland. But today, the game continues. Today, though, with level 2, online multiplayer. Two callers go head-to-head in Gangland, Los Angeles, as you both move to LA... Both get off a bus and are both set upon by locals. They take both of your stuff, leaving you both with just both of your skateboards, which, of course, is double odd. Your task is to both get across Los Angeles to the gang-controlled police no-go area. Standing between you, are vicious, deadly adversaries. Orcs, terrorists, stars of Carry On movies, and tiny newborn chipmunks. They're also civilians. Your five controls for the game of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland are shoot, don't shoot, pick up, use, make rude innuendo to Carry On Star, or go, oh, to the chipmunks. Oh. If you want to play that for prizes, and I can tell you today's prizes, same as yesterday, we gave two away. Yesterday I've got two more to give away. We have a DVD, we have two DVD box sets of television to give away. We have two DVD box sets of television to give away to the high scores today on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland. If you want to play, 0870 90 90 973. Chris is taking your calls now to play that. 0870 90 90 973 to win a DVD box set of television, a Tom Hanks's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland. Call that number now. 0870 90 90. Thing. Right, okay, mugging. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello there.
How are you, right?
I'm fine, you?
Yeah, not so bad. I just, quickly, has anyone won any of the box television sets yet?
Yeah, we gave two away yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I've got two more to give away today.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, one of the funny things...
Just having a drink of water.
Hello?
I was just having a drink of water.
Yeah, one of the funny stories I had was, I was standing on a street corner once, I just bought a new handbag with a shoulder strap. And somebody come out and try, you know when they used to do these run-by...
Sorry, back up a minute. You just bought a handbag with a shoulder strap?
Yeah.
A man bag?
No, not really.
Oh. You bought a girl's bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. What colour was it?
Pink.
I saw, Jonathan, the other day, I saw someone, right, with a bag that was a furry bag in the shape of a dog. I'm not, like a small dog. And I thought they were carrying a dog. And I thought, how the hell is that dog fixed to their hip? That's an amazing new thing. Where a dog, and it turned out it was a strap on it, but it was a realistic dog, and they unzipped its back to take their stuff out. Absolutely true. I saw that on sale in Phoenix as well.
Wouldn't that be funny if they had a dog in the bag? You know, there was a dog exactly the same,
But what would be funny is if the dog put its head out the other end, like a two-headed dog.
The other thing I was thinking of, you know when you said earlier on you could put a gay sailor in your handbag?
Yeah.
But you could also have a gay sailor with a python in his pocket, so that when the mugger got the gay sailor home, the python would attack him.
Not nice. Why a python, though?
Well, because they strangle and for mugging just to teach him not to do it again.
Yeah, but there's other things you could put in there. You could put in a poisonous spider.
Yeah, that would be good.
Could do that.
Cobra.
Actually, I'm just going to write the word spider down. Hang on a sec. Spider. Right, done that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But the funny bit about this, going back to the handbag, because that one I'd only just bought, I just moved up to London, and I was standing on a street corner somewhere near King's Cross about 2 o'clock in the morning, and this bloke up, and he just grabbed it, but the funny thing was, he got stuck to me, and he couldn't get it off.
Oh, that's good. What, he got stuck to your bag?
Yeah, what? Well, he couldn't get the bag off me, because the bag was stuck to me.
With what?
Well, the strap got caught in my belt somehow, so, like, the bottom end of the strap, where it clips on, it had a little brass clip, you know those ring clips you push in, and it clips?
Yeah.
And it was sort of caught on my...
No.
Belt buckle type thing, you know, where...
Okay.
Yeah, and it got stuck. And he was so angry, but the thing was, I was really, really not. I slapped him around the face.
Ooh.
Terribly hard.
Ooh.
And he... Yeah, I tell you, he ran off, I can tell you that.
Did he... Without the bag, presumably?
Yeah, without the bag, yeah.
What was in your bag, Jonathan? Was it your lippy?
Yeah. The usual things. A girl has a handbag at 2 o'clock in the morning near King's Cross. Yeah, usual.
Lippy. Rabbit.
Yeah. I thought the...
Don't laugh. I'm talking about the ant. I'm not talking about, you know, the... What you're thinking of. I was talking about a small rabbit.
Oh, right.
I wasn't talking about, you know, a...
No, the other rabbit.
The other...
That's what I thought. I'm getting
obviously.
Confused.
Obviously, I mean, I wouldn't say that. It's tea time. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. There might be people at home sitting having their tea.
That's right. There might be people with pet rabbits.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be offensive to them.
Yeah, but that was the funniest one. And the other one that a friend told me, I don't know whether to believe it, was a friend of mine went to Kenya, and apparently he said he was attacked by some monkeys.
Yeah.
So kids got mugged by monkeys, but obviously they didn't do it intentionally to... And they stole his bag as well.
To be honest, that happens at West Midlands Safari Park.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah, as a child, we once went to West Midlands Safari Park. I grew up in the Midlands, Jonathan.
Oh, right.
And we went to West Midlands Safari Park, and which I can't remember where it is. I think it might be Kidderminster near Bewley. I seem to remember that from the advert. But we went there, and same thing happened. You know, we went through, and my dad said, you drive, you know, you do. I've not been to one for years. Actually, I'd love to go to Safari Park again, where you drive through the monkeys. But we drove through. And, of course, they climb on the car and snap stuff off it, don't they? And, my dad was saying, right, Steve, keep the windows shut. We're driving through the monkeys. My dad wasn't very pleased. I was, drive through the monkeys. He wasn't very happy. But we did. And we kept the windows shut. But they nicked everything. They nicked the windscreen wipers, the aerial. Frankly, they would have had the tyres if we were in Liverpool, presumably.
Yeah.
If we were in Liverpool Safari Park, Jonathan, they'd probably have the wheels and the...
They'd have it up on axle stands and have the whole wheels gone.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
They'd be sat there in a chassis.
We brought it... Just see, Jonathan, I brought it back to mugging. See, my professionalism.
Very, very clever.
Oh, yeah.
I looked you up on the johnholmes.net.
Did you look me up on the website?
Yeah, I did.
What, go on.
You look like Hunky, I would say, yeah.
What, Hunky?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, sorry, and I don't embarrass you on the
radio. No, I'm not embarrassed. I'll take this compliment. John, I've got to take a break.
Yeah, cheers.
Pleasure to talk to you, though. With numbers. 0870 9090973. LBC 97.3, probably. Mugging.
Come on, own up. Who did it? You know, it's just not...
I was eating a fruit salad. Bit of apple. Oh, are we back on? Oh, spit it out. LBC 97.3. Hello, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. 0870 9090973 84850 on text. Holmes@lbc.co.uk is the email. We're going to have our first game of today's phoning competition. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, American Wasteland. On the phone to play. Hello, who's that?
It's Glenda.
Hmm?
Glenda? Yes.
Hello, Glenda.
Hello.
How are you?
John, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm fine, thank you. Where are you calling from, Glenda?
Orpington. Yes.
Spell that.
O-R-P-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Correct. So, what did you do, Glenda?
I was a phlebotomist.
You're a what?
A phlebotomist.
Oh, we've spoken before.
Yes.
You're Glenda the phlebotomist.
Someone's making me laugh. I'm sorry.
Why, what are they doing to you?
Making faces.
Are they? Are they tickling you downstairs, Glenda?
No.
Okay. I don't mind you laughing, Glenda. That's fine.
I'll always laugh, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why. I'm laughing now. Chris
like
is tickling me. That's why. So, you're right?
Yeah.
It's been a while since we spoke. It was back in July, I spoke to you, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
I thought it was.
Was it?
Yeah, I remember, because you phoned up, and I told, and then I had got people to guess what a phlebotomist was.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember?
And also...
I remember.
And I had to spell it.
That's right, and how to spell it. Yeah. But how weird that I didn't know it was you till then, and I made you spell Orpington. It's like... It's like it's all fate or something, Glenda. Do you see? Are you well, anyway? Are you still phlebotomising?
Yes, I am.
Right? For those of you, anyone who doesn't remember what it was, do please tell us again. It's something to do with blood, wasn't it?
Yes, I take blood samples.
You take blood samples.
That's right.
That's right. See, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
Oh,
that's very good. Thank you.
Yeah. But you phoned up to play the game of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland.
Yes, that's right.
Have you been listening to the show this week?
I have... But I'm not really quite... Is it this sort of thing, like hold fire, shoot and pick up?
Exactly that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've got it all there.
Okay.
Yeah, and bang into the wall.
Bang you
to that right?
That's exactly right. Let me refresh your memory.
Right.
And also those who may not have heard this before.
Okay,
this is the game Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland, but not for the Xbox, Glenda, not
right.
for the PS2,
yeah.
not for the Nintendo GameCube.
Right.
This is for the radio.
Oh, a radio.
This is... No, it's for the... It's a game for the radio. It's not... You're not playing for a radio. It's for the radio.
Okay.
Right? But what you... If you do get the high score today, though, you will win a DVD box set of television.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever missed... Have you got a television?
Yes.
Have you ever missed any?
What? Sorry. Do you mean missed television as...
Yeah, have you ever missed... Have you ever missed any programme?
Yes, a lot.
Right, in that case, well, that's good, because it'll be on this box set.
Right.
So you can just catch up.
Okay.
Are they still making you laugh, Glenda?
Yes, they are.
It must be a very funny face, Glenda.
Oh, no, sorry. Here we go.
Are you sure? Who is it? Who is it?
Sorry?
Who is it making you laugh?
Oh, Sister Joyce.
Your Sister Joyce, she's funny. Yes. She's a funny person.
She is very funny.
Is she?
She's got a funny face.
She's got a funny face, has she?
A very funny face.
Is she? Is she pulling a funny face, or has she just got a funny face?
When she pulls it.
Right. You sure you're all right there, Glenda?
Let's try, then.
You sure you're okay?
Yes. Right, let's try.
You sure?
Yep,
okay.
Definitely.
Let's just hope she doesn't flash her boobs at you. Right, okay. Here's the this is the rules, Glenda.
Right, off we go.
You are...
Yeah.
Right, actually, I was going to play a multiplayer. I'll do Glenda,
right.
Chris, and then we'll play a multiplayer game. We'll get two people on at once, okay?
Right.
Anyway, this is for a single-player game.
Right.
Right, you are in Los Angeles. You've just got to Los Angeles.
Right.
Okay, Glenda?
Yeah.
You've just got off the bus.
Yeah.
But you've been set upon, with a mugging theme, by locals.
Right.
They've taken lots of your stuff off you, and they've left you with your skateboard.
Right, so what, a skateboard...
Which is slightly odd,
yeah.
But they've left you with it, okay?
Right.
Your task, Glenda, is to get across Los Angeles to the gang-controlled police no-go area to get your stuff back.
Oh, God, yeah.
Standing
right.
between you and success are various deadly adversaries. You've got orcs... Terrorists,
yeah.
Stars of Carry On movies,
right.
And tiny newborn chipmunks.
Oh, that right. Are.
They're also civilians.
Right.
You've got five controls.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Pick up use. Make rude Carry On style innuendo.
Right.
Or go ah.
Or go ah.
Ah. Because it's right. Cute chipmunk. Right, okay?
Right.
This
so
is quite fast moving.
Right.
So... Are you ready to play?
Right, we'll try.
Okay.
Hang on, just one thing.
What?
Right, so don't shoot, shoot.
Yeah, don't shoot, shoot.
Yeah.
Pick up or use. Pick up, use.
Yeah, pick up, use.
Make rude innuendo.
Like a sort of a sort of thing.
No, just say, make rude innuendo, that's all you have to say.
Right.
Okay, just go, make rude innuendo, that's all you have to say.
Right.
Right, or go, ah.
Or go, ah.
Yeah,
right.
Just go, ah, that's right.
Okay.
You don't have to say go, just say, ah. Right,
okay.
That's funny controls. Okay, right, okay. So various things will pop up. I'll call out things that pop up. You have to decide what you want to do in
right.
terms of action, right?
Right, okay.
Okay, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Have we got enough time to play this before the break? Just to check with the... Okay, here we go. Right, there'll be some very inappropriate music coming on that doesn't match the game, all right?
Mm,
here it
okay.
comes, here it comes. That's the theme to El Dorado, Chris.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, well, anyway, that's fine. So, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, American Wasteland.
Right.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I am.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Orc terrorist.
Shoot, don't shoot.
Orc dentist.
Shoot, don't shoot.
Orc flautist. He's playing a flute.
Shoot.
Terrorist dentist.
Shoot, don't.
Kenneth Williams.
Sorry?
Kenneth Williams.
Oh, shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Civilian.
No, shoot.
Civilian.
No, shoot.
Civilian.
No, shoot.
Civilian.
No, shoot.
Civilian orc. He's just going to the cinema.
No, shoot.
Orc.
No, shoot.
Hattie Jakes.
Shoot.
What?
Shoot.
Hattie Jakes.
Oh, don't shoot.
Chipmunk.
Don't shoot.
Chipmunk.
Oh, that's
S-I-R. Orc with a orc holding a chipmunk.
Shoot an orc.
Orc taking a chipmunk to the cinema.
Shoot. Oh, no.
Charles Hawtrey.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Orc.
Don't shoot.
Bernard Breslau.
Don't shoot.
Carry on nurse.
Don't shoot.
Carry on orc.
Shoot.
Carry on terrorist.
Shoot.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Shoot.
Orc.
Don't shoot.
Orc doing an impression of Kenneth Williams. He's sort of going, mate, and he's not wishing about.
Shoot, shoot.
Okay. Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist doing exercises in Carry On Camping and his bikini top has come off.
Oh, shoot, shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Chipmunk with a gun.
Oh. Take the gun off him and then, and don't shoot him.
Game over. It's not bad, Glenda.
Oh, good.
That's not bad at all, actually.
Really?
I'm going to work out your score.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to come and take a quick break. We're going to work out your score and then come back.
Right, okay.
Okay, so if you can stay there.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thanks very much. But I think you did quite well.
Good. Thanks.
Okay, if you want to play that, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland, call us 0870 9090973. We'll get trying another couple of those in before 6 o'clock, LBC 97.3.
Roast beef, the nation's most...
John Holmes.
Yes. 0870 9090973 if you wish to call. We're still talking about mugging. We've got lots of people lined up actually to talk about mugging because a couple of friends of mine were mugged. If you weren't listening earlier, I did tell the story. I'm not going to bore you with it again. But I am going to give Glenda.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Who just played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland. I am going to give you your score.
Yes.
16.
Yeah.
Out of 20.
That's not bad.
Stay there.
That's
and you're going to get to put your initials in on the high scoring system. Yeah, go on, call him. 0870 9090973. Have you ever been mugged in the face or even in a park or in a street? Give us a call. 0870 9090973. Glenda.
Hello.
Have you ever been mugged, Glenda?
No, thank God. No,
no that's good, isn't it?
I haven't, no.
No. I don't suppose your sister Joyce had been mugged, would she, because she's got a funny face?
No, she hasn't been mugged.
She'd just make the mugger laugh.
She makes me laugh all the time.
She sounds quite funny.
Yeah, she's really funny.
What's wrong with her face?
Nothing at all.
Has she got a beard? Is she a bearded lady?
Quite short.
A short beard?
A bit of moustache.
Nice.
Quite bushy eyebrows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a mono brow, you know, like out of Oasis, like Liam?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Goes across the middle, does it?
That's right.
It's got a beard.
Me in the middle.
Do the eyebrows come down the side so it joins up with a beard?
Well, apart from the sideburns.
Oh, you've got to take a photo.
You know, the eyebrows come down to the sideburns.
Have you got a phone with a camera on it?
Yes. No, I haven't actually.
Well, that's a shame, because you can send us a photograph.
No, I haven't got one. No.
Chris will put it on the website. We'll call her the LBC Monster. Put her on. Put it on the website.
Sounds that right, yeah.
All right. You got 16 out of 20 for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland today.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Well, it's a high score today, certainly.
Yeah?
I only launched it a while ago, and you're the first contestant, really, because I meant to do it earlier and forgot. But 16 out of 20, Glenn.
Oh,
so
great.
You get to put your initials in.
That's brilliant.
Have you got a middle name?
Sorry?
Have you got a middle name?
Yes.
Right. What I'm going to do, you know when you play a computer game, and you
no,
know you
I
put...
I know, computer.
I know you don't, but do you remember, you know, years ago, I mean, when you were young, what was it, hoop and stick?
Hula hoop.
A hula hoop?
Yes, that was my favourite one, yeah.
All right. Well, I know, when you got...
Hopscotch and hopscotch. Five jacks and that sort of thing.
Well, when you got the high score at that,
yeah,
right, you couldn't put your initials in. And to be fair, a hula hoop is no match for Tomb Raider 3, is it?
I wouldn't know.
But anyway.
What is Tomb Raider?
Doesn't matter. But what you do when you score high on a computer game is traditional to put your initials in. So everyone knows that you won. And traditionally the way you do that is you press the buttons or rotate the wheel and you get the alphabet on the screen. It rotates to your initials and then you stop it on your initial.
Right.
And then you click it and then it puts your three initials in. So everyone knows you've got the high score. And as you've got the high score, Glenn, you get a chance to do that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to run through the alphabet three times.
Right.
for your first name, your middle name, and your surname. Yeah. And you say stop each time for the right initial. To put your initials in. Okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So this is for your first name. Just say stop and get to your initial. Right, you ready? Ready, Glenda?
Yeah.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, H.
My first name, seven.
H, right?
No, G.
Well, I stopped. You accidentally stopped on H. So are you ready for your second one?
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, stop. E, F, F.
No, it's the fourth one.
Well, you got to be quicker. You didn't stop it in time. Okay, you ready again?
Yep.
Surname. What is your surname?
Rath. R-A-T-H.
So it's, right, okay. Rat.
Rat.
Oh, right. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, S.
No.
Right. So Glenda Rat, with your initials HFS. Congratulations, you have the high score. And you are, I think, probably only have time to get one more game in, so you will get a DVD box set of the internet, I would think, unless anyone really beats that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not the internet, television today. Sorry, I beg your pardon. It's a DVD box set of television today.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. Thank you for playing.
It's been lovely.
And
thank you.
Just do us a favour.
Yeah.
Just is your sister there now?
Yes, she is.
Could you reach out and touch her and just hit her on her funny face so, so we can hear it?
Right.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did, yeah, it's good. Glenda, thanks very much.
Thank you,
bye. Now, go away. Right, 08709090973. We still have nobody correctly guessing the mystery quiz this afternoon. You have to identify the celebrity from these noises. Well, all you have to do is take those sounds, reverse them, take the second letter of each of the reverse sounds, put them together, take away the number you started with, that will give you the name of a well-known celebrity. Lots of answers coming in. John, is it Barbara Windsor? Is it Ian Lee? No, it's celebrities. Is it Jimmy Nail, John? That's from, it doesn't say. It just says, I'm almost sure it is. No, I'm afraid not. If you think you know, don't forget there's a prize of a weekend skiing trip on Steve Allen's Upper Slopes. We throw in all of the equipment, helmet, skis, spear gun, and we're also giving you a lifetime supply this afternoon, if you get this correct, of Caroline Faraday. 84850, if you think you know what that celebrity, who that celebrity is. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, at lbc.co.uk. Meanwhile, on the telephone is a person. Hello?
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 Hi, John, it's Sir Kevin, mate, from Stepney.
Hello, Kevin, mate, from Stepney, you all right?
Yeah, I don't want to be controversial or nothing.
Don't then.
But my mate got mugged a while ago.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
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 Well, where was this?
Well, actually, he did, and he lied.
He lied?
Yeah. See, what happened was, right, when we were butchers at a particular supermarket where you could taste the difference, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think we know which one that was.
He was opening up a box of frozen chicken.
Actually, to be fair, I can't remember which one that is. That's not very good advertising, is it, Kevin?
No.
Which one's...
No, well, but we're not going to pay me nothing, are they? Ain't paying you nothing.
Fair enough, then, yeah.
Basically, what happened was, he was opening up a box of frozen chickens.
Yep.
An Elder knife coming upwards instead of going downwards.
Yeah.
And he sliced across the top of his cheek and his eye, you know.
What? Eye. He did that to himself?
Yeah.
How do you do that? How on earth?
Well, he put the knife underneath the strap, yeah, and pulled up.
Right, yeah, but
and of course,
was it...
Then he cut the strap, the knife just shot up and...
Oh, what was it, at face height, this? Or was he bending over it?
He had the box on the desk, yeah?
Oh, okay, so he's bending... Oh, I'm with you, bending over it a bit, yeah.
And, of course, because he was a bit embarrassed.
A bit? His eyes come out for his own knife, I'd be embarrassed.
Well, you know.
Was it bad? Did he have to go to hospital?
No, it was a couple of stitches, you know.
Ah, it's nothing, is it? Well,
nothing. But the best thing about it was, you see...
Yeah.
After it sort of healed up and he was left with his scar, which he, you know... Now disfigured for life.
Yeah.
He used to go around telling all the girls that he saved a woman from being beat up by four skinheads.
Oh.
And this was the, that was what he got for it, and they'd all feel sorry for him, and he'd always end up getting up with one at night, see?
So he'd sort of go, right, you see this scar on my face, ladies?
Exactly.
Ladies, do the ladies like that kind of thing, Kevin, do you think?
Well, it seemed to work for him.
Well, if ladies, you know, ladies could let us know. Do you like a scar on a man's face? 08709090973. So he said then, he was sort of going, ladies, look at my scar. Yeah. And they were sort of saying, oh, how did you get that? That's my impression of a lady. How did you get that? And he said, well, I saved a woman from a beating from skinheads.
Exactly.
And they went, oh, I'll sleep with you then. Oh.
Exactly, yeah.
Whereas if he'd said, see my scar, ladies. Oh, God, how did you get that? Well, I did it with my own knife while I was trying to open a box of frozen chicken. They're going to go, I'm leaving now.
Plonker. Yeah.
I'm leaving now with your friend who's exposed your lie for what it is.
Exactly.
His name is Kevin. We love him.
Exactly. And I can't really say his name because now he sort of does media stuff.
He does what? Moody
he's
stuff.
He's in the media now, yeah.
A media? I thought he said moody. I thought, you know, he mixed, mixed stuff.
Also,
he's in the media.
One...
Well, hang on. The media's a small place, really, Kevin. Someone around here is bound to know a scar-faced man. Every girl's crazy about a scar-faced man. ZZ Top. Every girl's crazy about a scar-faced man.
That's the one.
There you go.
One very quick...
Did he have eagle eyes as well? He's got a scar like an action man. Did he have eagle eyes?
Well, they were quite goggly, I must admit.
It's all right, yeah. Fair enough.
They were quite goggly.
But action man, of course, famous. Wouldn't have done him any good, would it? Because he might have had a scar like an action man down the face, eagle eyes, gripping hands even. Action man, famously, no genitals. Wouldn't have done him any good at all.
Well, you know what I mean, John?
It's a what?
I said I've never got the name that well, John.
No, I hope you didn't. No. Fair enough, you know.
One very small, quickly... Story before I go, if that's all right with you. Again, it's a mugging theme.
Yep.
Got off the plane in Romania, and the police were patting me down.
Yep.
And they patted me pockets to feel the metal.
Yep.
And when I pulled out my pockets, of course, they had a handful of English coins, and they went, thank you very much for our holiday club, yes?
And they put it in there.
I didn't want to argue with four geezers holding guns, so yeah, take it, mate, So.
There you go. So, mugged, not only by muggers, but by officials. 08709090973 is LBC 97.3. Meet Kim. Hello. 08709090973. Now, at 6 o'clock, once again, against my better judgment, the phone lines get opened here. Without any vetting procedure whatsoever. Without any, you just get straight through to air on 08709090973. Straight through without any vetting whatsoever. That's what happens after 6 o'clock. I don't know why, but that's the rules, so that's what happens. Meanwhile, though, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, American Wasteland. Glenda's in the lead position with a high score of 16 out of 20. She put her initials in. But now... It's a multiplayer, online multiplayer level, to play against each other and, indeed, everything else. First of all, I've got Cheryl in Clapham. Hello, Cheryl.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
I'm OK, thank you.
That's good. How are you in Clapham? Is Clapham well today?
Yeah, Clapham seems to be OK today. Yeah, it's a little bit cold, but, hey, you know, winter is on its way.
I suppose it is. Have you been out and about today? Do you work about? Are you...
Well, I went out to get my daughter from school. I have a daughter.
Okay, how old is she?
10.
10. What's her name?
Cherise.
Marvellous. Is she there now?
Yes, she is.
Okay, is she rooting for you to play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland?
Yeah.
If you win the prize...
She wanted a PS2, actually, or some game machine, game console. She's a bit disappointed.
Yeah, she will be disappointed. Yeah, I haven't got one of those. I've just got a DVD box set of television to give away today.
Okay, that's fine.
But that's all right, isn't it? Have you ever seen television?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever seen television?
Yes.
You have, yeah. Have you ever missed anything?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's fine then. Perfect prize for you if you win it, because it's all in there. You'll be able to catch up with whatever you've missed, Cheryl.
Oh, great.
Hang right there. I'm going to talk to Michelle in St Albans. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. You sound very... have you been taking drugs?
No, I'm just sat in a traffic jam on the M1.
Oh, you're calling legal and hands-free?
Totally.
Oh, I should hope so. Whereabouts on the M1?
Going into the roadworks that make it into four lanes going to Luton.
Okay, did Alan Joyce mention that in his travel?
No, he didn't, actually.
Oh, lazy Alan Joyce with his made-up travel.
But it's not stationary, it is moving.
Is it?
Slowly, but it's moving.
All right, then, fair enough. Do you think that qualifies you to play, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland?
I should say so.
So what do you do, Michelle?
Oh, I'm a recruitment consultant.
All right, are you on your way from work?
Yes, I'm on my way from work to see my nephew.
Oh, see, how old's your nephew?
He's Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Is it, you're going to give him the prize if you win it?
Yeah. I'll give him everything anyway.
Do you? All your money. Is he a mugger?
No, I'm just a doting auntie.
Well, if he's six, he's a trainee mugger, to be fair. It's not long, is it, before he's out there with his hoodie on, taking your stuff. In case you've just tuned in, mugging was the theme of today. That's why I mention it. Listen, we're going to play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland for the radio. This is the first time we've done it with multiplayer game, though.
Oh, my word.
So okay, it's kind of a bit... You're both guinea pigs, in a way. There aren't any guinea pigs in the game, though. They were yesterday, but they're not today. Right. So do you both know the rules?
Pretty much, I think.
Michelle, do you know the rules?
Yeah.
Right. I'm just for those who've just tuned in, this is how it works, right? You both, because there's two of you, you've both just gone to Los Angeles.
Okay.
Right? And you've just got off a bus. But muggers have nicked all your stuff, apart from both your skateboards, which is double odd. Your task is to get across Los Angeles to the gang-controlled police in Agoria to get your stuff back. But standing between you both are various deadly adversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Orcs.
Yeah.
Terrorists.
Yeah.
Stars of Carry On movies.
Okay.
And tiny newborn chipmunks.
Oh.
There are also civilians.
Oh, all right.
Okay, you both have separate controls.
Okay.
Shoot. Yeah. Don't shoot. Pick up and use. Make rude innuendo or go, ah. They're your controls, okay?
Okay.
You're both playing against each other as well, so occasionally one of your names will crop up and you still have to decide what to do.
Okay.
Okay? Well, you can both... The first person to shout out what to do is sent as we go through is kind of the one in the lead. That's how it works.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Okay, so you're playing against each other.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here comes some inappropriate music. Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Dentist.
Don't shoot.
Flautist.
Don't shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist shoot. Dentist.
Shoot.
Shoot. Shoot. Shoot.
Kenneth Williams.
Rude innuendo.
It's a good answer. Orc.
Shoot.
Health
shoot.
Cube.
Pick up on you.
Health cube.
Pick up on you.
Health cube.
Pick up on you.
No, you're full of health now. Ammo.
Ammo. Pick up on you.
Ammo.
Pick up on you.
Ammo.
Pick up on you.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Civilian.
Don't
civilian.
Don't
shoot.
Civilian orc.
Don't shoot.
Civilian orc is going. He's just going to the cinema to see Saw 3.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Hattie Jakes.
Good at the window.
It's chipmunk.
Oh.
Chipmunk.
Oh.
Chipmunk.
Oh.
Chipmunk.
Oh.
Chipmunk.
Oh.
Orc.
Shoot.
With a chipmunk.
Shoot.
Oh. Orc taking a chipmunk to the cinema to see Saw 3.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist trying to get an orc onto a plane as hand luggage.
Shoot, shoot.
Barbara Windsor.
Rude innuendo.
Chipmunk.
Oh.
Bernard Breslau.
Shoot.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Shoot, 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 shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc. Orc, 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 orc doing exercises in Carry On Camping, its bikini top has just come off.
Shoot, rude innuendo.
Orc, 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 chipmunk with a gun.
Oh, pick up and use.
Game over. You both did very well. I'm going to work out your scores and we're going to come back and see who won.
Okay.
Very well done. Michelle and Cheryl, you didn't even have to shoot each other. Michelle, because I forgot that bit. Michelle and Cheryl in Clapham, St Albans in Clapham, respectively, LBC 97.3. Back in a minute. Cheryl and Michelle.
Hi.
Hello.
You,
it was a tiebreak.
Wow.
You both got exactly the same score.
Oh, my word.
You both got 17 out of 20.
Oh, wow.
So, there's a tiebreak question.
Yay.
Oh, okay.
Right. What you've got to do with it? I'm going to ask you. I'm going to do your question.
Oh no!
And then you have to say your name and then the answer. So the first person to do it will win.
Oh my word!
The DVD box set. You ready?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You ready for the question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here we go. Complete this sentence in two words or.
Michelle.
Go on.
More or less.
Oh, Michelle, I'm afraid the answer was this. It was complete this sentence in two words or don't.
More. Yeah.
That was the answer. Complete the sentence in two words or don't, Michelle. So, Cheryl, that makes you the winner.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Michelle, I'm really sorry.
Oh, I won.
Oh, there you are in your traffic and everything. But, right, Cheryl, hooray, well done. You've won. You've won Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 American Wasteland DVD box set of television will be in the post to you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Very happy.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure she'll also enjoy it. So let's stay on the line. Give Chris your address for no reason whatsoever. Well done to both of you, though, even though one of you lost. Yeah. So, we've got... Oh, God, it's nearly 6 o'clock. Quick, Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hello, John. Hello. How are you going?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
All right, not bad.
Good. Sorry, I had to squeeze you in there, because you've got an excellent story, apparently.
Yeah,
about mugging.
Mugging story.
Go on, then.
What happened was I'd just moved into a flat over Bermondsey on the Rockingham Estate.
Yep.
Come out of my flat, gone into the lift, come down, lift doors are open, two fellas there, like, shoved me back into the lift, mugging me in the lift.
In a lift?
But, yeah, but I wasn't, like, content with that. What they've done is marched me back to my flat as well. And unbeknownst to them, in the flat was me dad, me two uncles, and three of his mates playing cards in the front room.
Nice.
And two of these, like, particular chaps that was playing cards as well, was, like, not the sort of people that you muck about with.
Good stuff. Right.
And the two muggers, like, have realised who was there, and they spent the next hour sort of being taught the error of their ways.
So, go on, specifically, what did they do? They came in, all went to the flat, they took you into the flat?
Yeah.
And then and were confronted with this?
Yeah. And
what happened?
Well, straight away, everybody's, like, jumped up and sort of gone towards them, and they've, like, dropped their carving knives, and, you know, oh, please, please, sorry, we didn't know, didn't realise, all that business.
Yeah, yeah.
And proceeded to get a good paste in.
Oh, I bet you were quite smug about the whole thing, weren't you?
Yeah.
They were a mugger, you were a smugger, Dean, that's
yeah, it's wicked when, you know, you see sort of two muggers, like, begging and crying for mercy.
I know. Yeah, well, it's no more than they deserve. Many people have been saying this. I've been saying, you know, should negotiate with them. A load of people texting in, Dean, just go, don't negotiate with them. Punch them in the face. I go, it's all very well, but, you know, it depends. You've got to whack the odds, haven't you, Dean? The odds were on your side there, because you had your whole family involved, frankly.
Yeah.
Dean, look, thanks for that.
All right, John.
That's ended. Well, that's good. That's mugging. His whole family took on a mugger, which is good. After the news at 6 o'clock, which is coming up in a minute, less than a minute, 30 seconds, in fact, to be specific, 25 seconds now, the phone lines will get open. The phone lines are open with no vetting. You will get straight through to the radio. 0870 90 90 973. I'm John Holmes. This is LBC 97.3. Yes, it is. And the telephone number is 0870 90 90 973. If you ring that number now, you will get straight through to air against my better judgment. But that's what happens in the last half an hour of this. So, yeah, whenever you like. Ring, hello? Yep, somebody. Yep, hello?
John, it's Harvin.
Harvester Simon.
Yes. How are you, sir?
I'm good, I see you.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty good.
Got yourself a girlfriend yet? It's been a week since you know, I've been sitting in this chair and, you know, we spoke earlier in the week and you hadn't had a date since the incident with the harvester.
Still nothing on the horizon.
No. You just don't get out enough, Simon.
I know. I did hear you referring to her yesterday when you were talking to a young chap about dating.
Did I? What did I say? I can't remember that. Well,
I hope you're not going to do the same what Simon does and get access to the phone cart by going via harvester.
That's right. I'm putting you up as an example, Simon, of dating. Oh, it's sort of the what not to do part of it, I admit, but at least I am putting you forward as a, you know, as an example of something.
Well, as long as I can guide people from the errors of their ways, then it's better.
Well, exactly, yeah, there you go. And everyone now knows, who listens to the LBC, that you should never take a girl to Harvester on a first date.
Yeah.
You'd probably take them on a last date, because then you won't ever see them again, like what happened to you.
Yes, I was checking out your website last night, www.johnholmes.net.
Nicely plugged. Can you spell it right for us as well?
J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S.
Nice work. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Checking out your work history. It's very colourful.
My work history?
Yes.
It is colourful.
Yes. What is this about squirrels?
Yeah, there was an incident, this is going back some years, on another radio station, where there were some... I can't really legally say, but what happened was some squirrels basically got thrown at a door. That's all I can say legally. And then there was some trouble. I didn't throw it and I didn't condone it, but someone did that. to do with a feature on the programme. That's all.
You responded to my email, but you neglected to tell me what time the actual show starts recording.
When's it? What show?
The Now Show.
Oh, Radio 4's The Now Show that records in London next Thursday, a week tonight?
Yes.
Yeah? At the Drill Hall Theatre, Cheney Street, London.
W1T.
Yeah. The recording starts at, the doors open at 7:30, 8 o'clock start.
Lovely.
Thanks, Simon.
I got it on
here. Just for that. It's not my agent. who's next then? Yes, next.
Hello, John.
Hello there. Who's that?
It's Claudio from Wimbledon.
Thank you. Don't care, but hello. What do you want?
I just wanted to know if you had the John Holmes that bought a motorbike from 3 years ago, the lovely Gilera RC 600.
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't your arch.
No.
Okay, that's all.
Why did you sell a dud?
No, but basically, John Holmes from Central London.
Yeah.
Sold me a lovely Gilera Italian enduro bike.
Yeah. Was it a good bike or was it a bit rubbish?
A good bike.
Oh, well, that's fair enough then.
I loved it.
Oh, well,
I loved it to pieces.
Did it literally fall to pieces?
No, I crashed it.
You crashed it? Into what?
Oh, just, I was using it in the wrong way. In the parks, and
you were driving the wrong way in a park.
Yes, you don't say that on the radio.
No, I wouldn't. Well, it's all right. We'll just, as I said before, we'll just edit that out.
Very good fun, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Pointless. Next call. Yeah, hello there.
Hello, John. How's it going?
I'm all right. You?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just calling to say that yesterday I was with my friend who phoned up to play The Eliminator.
Oh, yeah, when he bottled it in a home base.
He bottled it completely, didn't he?
Yeah, rubbish.
Basically, he ran off. I thought you'd like to know this, that when he left, he ran off, tried to run out of home base and ran into a glass wall the wrong side of the door.
good.
So I was trying to get the phone off him to carry on, but he'd already hung up.
Yeah, he'd not really hung up. He just sort of smashed the phone into a glass wall. Excellent.
Yeah, I was very disappointed in him.
Well, I feel a bit better now because I thought, what a miserable ending. Because that could have been, it could have been quite good. But
he'd really gone for it.
I know.
And he ran off.
We said, if anyone wasn't listening, what happened? Your mate phoned up and said he was outside home base. We made him go into home base, go up to customer service, and tell them he'd walk straight to the front of the queue, bang on the door, bang on the counter, go ding, waiter, and then tell customer service that he'd bought a lawnmower, but when he got home, he'd undone the top because it didn't work. There was a pig in it. There was a pig in the lawnmower. And this woman was saying, what, there was a pig in it? Going,
yeah. She took it seriously.
Yeah, yeah. And then she was going to get the manager.
I mean, the fact that he had a phone to his ear asking you what to say, she still didn't twig.
I know. And then as soon as she said she was going to get the manager, he just ran away.
It was terrible. I tried to get the phone off him and carry on, because it was just set up nicely for... Because everyone who knows your old show, you don't scream like a girl and run away until you say so.
Exactly right, yeah.
I just thought, we thought, because we used to listen to your show on another radio station.
thanks very much. I'm glad you followed me along.
Yeah, and we thought people should know about the old games that happened.
Hey, you see, I can't do those games anymore because that's what got me into trouble.
Exactly, yeah. So we tried, obviously, to do something that might get you in trouble.
Well, no, that's good. I appreciate that. I mean, I think the Eliminator is just a lazy man. And it, frankly, he just doesn't come on the radio very much anymore.
He's a fat man.
He's a fat, lazy man. And he still is.
You see him?
So I do still see him a lot, yeah.
All right.
But he's still a fat, lazy man.
Yeah. Who can't do anything right either.
So, yeah, exactly.
In a way, they're quite similar, those two.
They are. Anyway, look, thanks for that. That's at least made me feel better about the messed up call yesterday.
Can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah, if you like.
I heard you talking the other day about your mate Andy and the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Would that by any chance be Andy Hurst?
Yes, it would be Andy Hurst.
It would be, all right.
God, it's all become a bit of an in-loving, this, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just wondered. I was curious.
Yeah, it's Andy Hurst. Yeah, bought a dishwasher.
All right. Well, yeah, cheers, John.
Oh, thanks.
I'll keep listening to your show.
Oh, bless
you. Hopefully hear you around a lot more.
Hopefully so, yeah.
Cheers, John.
Six music Saturday afternoon. So, next caller, please. Yeah, hello.
Good evening, John.
Philip.
I found Arnold's thing in the bottom of the drawer.
You found the song?
Yes.
Come on.
Here we go.
Go on.
Hello?
Oh, hiya, Charlie. What? You got two gorgeous girls with you? I'll be right over. Where you calling from, Charlie? From Charlie. Wow, so where you calling from, Charlie?
Do you want any more, John?
No, that'll do, but explain to us, in case people weren't listening yesterday, why on earth we've just played that.
Well, it was Arnold Stang, and Arnold Stang was the voice of Top Cat.
Yep.
And he flew over and was a guest on Blue Peter.
That's right, which tied in with yesterday's Blue Peter phone-in.
Yep.
We don't just throw this together, Philip.
No, I do apologise. I had it on the wrong speed for the first couple of seconds.
Yeah, but no one noticed.
Didn't they? Least of all.
Do you know what I did once, Philip? This is true.
What was
in, that? When I was a student, right, yep. my job, what I did in the summer... I used to do discos at weddings like a DJ.
Oh wow!
This is true, and I used to do this. And I once and people would request before you went to do it what they wanted. And I had a whole someone just said, "Can you do like a like Foxtrot, Strictly Come Dancing stuff?"
You know, yeah.
Before it came back, but I had an album of Foxtrots, Victor Sylvester.
Orchestra. Oh yes.
And I went to the bar, leaving it on, because it was a long player.
Yes.
And I went to the bar, left it on. It came back, I'd put it on the wrong speed for the whole side
no.
of the... Nobody noticed, they just danced quicker.
Oh, wow. I mean, that must have been a great wedding.
So, yeah, it was over very quickly. LBC 97.3, we're back after all of this stuff. right, so 08709090973, you can get straight through to us on the electric telephone balancing unit, because in this half of the show, this bit of the show, between 6 and 6.30, there's no vetting procedure, you just get put straight to air, which is against my better judgement, but that's what happens. So, line...
Hello.
Hang on, I haven't counted the lines. 12, line 12, hello.
Hello there, John. How are you doing?
Oh, it's the old tail there.
It is. Absolutely. You recognise my voice. I'm glad about that.
Oh, yes.
Nice one.
That
you're doing a good job.
That...
I want to tell you, you're doing a very good job.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't get too comfortable now, will you? As you know, Ian's back soon.
I know. I wouldn't get too comfortable, though.
You wouldn't get too comfortable in that seat.
BBC Radio 2.
Radio 2, that's the one. Hey, what's it like working without the pips?
Without the pips?
Well, on Radio 2, you know, we're coming up from news or whatever.
Yep.
We got the pips, and I always say...
I like the pips.
You know, I always give the old station ident.
Yep.
Just before the pips.
Yep.
My timing is absolutely spot on.
It is, actually. Unlike mine, Terry, to be honest. Mine's a bit rubbish.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm not very good at the timing, as Chris would testify.
You're pipless, that's what it is. You see, you haven't got Madame Le Peep.
Well, that's why.
Like I have.
Yeah.
And, it's, you know, it comes across well on the air, I think. I think people are impressed by my, you know, my skills.
Yes, I think they...
But, don't get too comfortable in that chair, though, will you?
No, I won't get... I'm not even... It's not even a comfortable chair, Terry, if I'm honest.
Isn't it?
No,
is it from
terrible,
IKEA, is it?
Terrible. It's not... I don't think it's even that good.
Really?
It's just an amateurish bit of chair, and it's not a comfortable... It's not a comfortable chair.
Well,
and I have to put... And I have to put it up really high to reach the microphone.
Oh, really? Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, well... You have to come down to our place, you know. We got quite nice looking chairs there, and we eat donuts all day long, and, you know, it's quite...
What are you doing for Children in Need, Terry?
I thought I might phone up radio stations doing impersonations of disc jockeys.
Yeah, all right. Do you do any others? Do John Peel.
Oh, I can't. I wouldn't. I think that would be unfair. And
it wouldn't. Come on.
Slightly
come
sick.
On. That was it. A mistakeable sound of Terry on the mobile, something, which I was saying to Sheila just the other day.
My God, it's like he's actually there.
It's like
know?
He's actually alive, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
Thanks
yeah.
very much. Can you go away now? Because there's a load of people.
Yeah, I better let them through.
All right.
All right. Well, don't get too comfortable.
I won't get too comfortable. Oh, tell there on the telephone. And let's go to line 12. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mr. John.
How are you?
How do you know it's Mark?
Because I'm clever.
You know that? Do you do voodoo magic?
I do voodoo magic, Mark.
Is that how you knew?
Yes.
You know what, John? Where's Verinder? Because I kind of miss Verinder. Where is he?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know, actually. He hasn't called. He hasn't called. Verinder just hasn't called.
Would you like to join me in a prayer to the mighty Verinder to summon him on behalf of all the listeners back to the show?
Absolutely not. Go away. Next caller, please. Who's this?
Hello.
Oh, God, it works.
How comes you do...
Didn't even do the prayer, Verinder, and here you are.
How comes you do reject my call this time?
I don't reject the calls, I don't. Not,
yes, you do.
Not to me, Verinder.
Yeah, yes, you do.
There's an... No, what it is, Verinder... There's an automatic system.
What it is,
Verinder. What it is, Verinder. There's an automatic system that rejects anyone who's closet gay.
What is it? You're scared to speak to me.
No, I'm not scared to speak to you. There you are. This system just rejects anyone who's closet gay, and that's you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How's that then?
It's fine. Like I said, Verinder, I have no problem. No one has a problem with it. But all you know, if you come out, once you're out, Verinder, you'll be a happier person. You clearly, you're clearly not very happy. And once you come out on the radio, why don't use this as a platform to do that?
I'm happy, and I'm not gay.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it, Brenda. It's fine.
I never said that there's anything wrong.
Absolutely
wrong with
fine. You should ring up Anna Rayburn.
Why is that?
Well, it's because she'd help you with it. Help you come out. You know, it's fine. It's fine. Very, it's fine. Don't worry.
I don't need to come out because I know I'm straight.
So I didn't hear that because someone cut you off. Next caller, please. Hello.
I'm straight.
Hi.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Chris.
Hello, Chris. What can we do for you, Chris, at 23 minutes past six?
Right. Well, basically, I've got a bit of a dilemma. Just I bought a couple of concert tickets.
24 minutes past six now.
Okay. A couple of concert tickets I bought off George Michael website. Paid top dollar for them, £350.
£350 to see George Michael?
Well, the £150 tickets.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, because she obviously is a big George Michael fan, and because she's a babe, I bought them for her.
Okay.
Bought the hot seat package. Hot seat package means you get all these extras.
What'd you get? Oh, it's gone. Oh, did his signal cut off? We didn't cut him off then. His signal went, I'm afraid, or his battery. We don't even know. Oh, how annoying. He bought hot seat extras at the George Michael concert. I now want to know what George's hot seat extras are. I can only begin to imagine. As I imagine you can, Samantha, as well.
Oh, how did you know it was me? That's really scary.
Because I'm good at this. I'm not at all.
Aren't you?
I'm psychic.
That's very creepy.
Oh, yeah. See, I just listen ahead. I know what I'm doing. Go on. What hello.
I'd just like to know, how do you know that Verinda is a closet gay? Has he come out to you personally? I mean, have you got a thing going?
He sends me, on my MySpace page, he sends me love letters.
Does he now?
He honestly does.
So, why is your call to him on air? You know? I mean,
you go and have a look at my MySpace page.
Right.
Right, and have a look at some of the photo comments. One of them's from Verinda.
You have to give me your address of your MySpace page.
It's
doing these searches and I can never find the people I want to search on MySpace.
Well, go to my website and then there's a link probably on there.
Righty, I will do that.
Awesome.
And I will take much interest in that.
Yeah, and have a look. You have a look. And you see if I'm right.
Paul.
You see if I'm right.
I will do. Great show, by the
Thanks
way.
Thanks, very kind of you to say. Great caller.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one, please. Hello, yes?
Hello, I've got 2 points to make.
Do them in reverse order, though. Do the second point first.
Number two,
yep.
The answer to the competition
Yes,
is
God, yeah, come on, you've got to get it right today.
The late Lord Hailsham of St. Marylebone.
Yes! Yes! Oh, thank goodness!
And, number one,
yeah.
On the 21st of December, 1992,
yes, John.
Kim Jong-il said,
yep.
And I quote, "The people's democratic dictatorship of our people's government is a popular dictatorship which exercises genuine democracy among the masses of the people, and a revolutionary dictatorship based on single-minded unity among the leader, the party, and the masses, and which strengthens that unity continuously. The socialist government, in which the masses are the masters of power, strengthens the people's democratic dictatorship so as to defend the interests of the people from the manoeuvres of hostile elements of all descriptions and provide them with genuine political rights and freedom."
Well, you're absolutely right, but let's dwell on the other point, and that was that you won the competition today. Congratulations. These were the noises you got the answer from. Congratulations, you've won it. It was, who did you say it was?
The late Lord Hailsham of St. Marylebone.
Brilliant. Well, all you had to do was take those sound effects, reverse them.
Yes.
Take the second letter of the reversed sound effect, add it to the number you started with, take something away, I've forgotten what, and then that would have given you the name of a celebrity. You have won. You have won two tickets to a skiing mini break on the upper slopes of Steve Allen. We're throwing the equipment. We're throwing in a helmet, skis and a spear gun. You've also won a lifetime supply of Caroline Faraday.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Congratulations. Of course, all of that will be in the post to you. Thank you very much. Well, at least we've got... Tomorrow, then, that's that competition gone. We can do a new one. Good. Hello.
Yeah, Sarah, Greenwich.
Have you started and ended the show again?
It's really clever.
Well, let's see how we go, shall we?
Like a magical being.
Couple of minutes left, Sarah.
What?
It's all right, go on, carry on.
Okay, thanks. Can I say, Verinda isn't gay, that rhymed. And I know.
Yeah, he's what? Verinda what?
Verinda isn't gay.
Oh, is he?
I promise you.
And you know, do you?
I do know.
Have you,
Have I what?
You know, with Verinda.
No.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, that would be telling. But trust me, he's not one of the gays.
Okay. That's fine. I'll take your word for it, but, you know.
You don't believe me, do you?
No, I think he's gay. Okay, thanks, Sarah. Thank you very much. Good. No idea why she did that. But anyway, is that the end of it? Have we finished? Right, we'll see you tomorrow, 3 to 6:30. Goodbye.